much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Hello, I'm Bob Ross, and I'd like to welcome you. First of all, let me take just a moment to thank you for allowing me back into your homes. If this is your first time with us, let me extend a personal invitation for you to drag out your oil paints and paint along with us each week. Let's go over to the canvas here and let's get started.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
What kind of a mindset do you get in when it comes to the composition of a film? Do you sit down, maybe light up a little joint, light some, you know, get some Ice Cube playing in the background? What's your inspiration?
Don't f***ing ask questions. This isn't some f***ing learning moment.
And now,
the methylamine keeps flowing no matter what. We are not ramping down. We're just getting started. Nothing stops this train. Nothing.
Our feature presentation.
When does that show come back?
Yeah.
I can't wait.
I think it's next weekend.
Is it really?
I think so.
King's saying August 11th.
So
that would be
a week and a half, 10 days.
Yeah, 10 days.
So it's getting very close.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
I'm the one who knocks.
Sad that there's only 8 left, but yeah. God, I love it. Have you watched, I know we'll talk to Adam Carolla later, but have you seen the thing that he filmed with Bryan Cranston?
Oh, yeah.
How hilarious is Bryan Cranston? Like, it was hard for us to imagine him as a dramatic actor after all those years of Malcolm in the Middle. Now it's hard for us to imagine him as a comedy actor after all those years of Breaking Bad.
Yeah, he's in Breaking Bad. He's a badass. And how many times have you seen Adam be the straight guy?
Right, exactly.
Adam Carolla was just sitting there, and it was all Bryan Cranston. So
it was
funny.
Hilarious. Yeah. Anyway, we'll talk some more about that later on. It is an all-new Kevin Bean Show, this time for a Thursday. I think we've got, we've been looking for a reason, that we could legally fire Beer Mug.
Right.
I think this is it. I think the precedent has been set. Uh-huh. I love this so much. This is a case that just came down this week. Superior Court Judge Nelson Johnson in Atlantic County Superior Court in New Jersey. He was hearing the case of what has been known as the Borgata Babes. Now, this is 22 waitresses for the Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa. They alleged that they were fired because they gained weight. So they sued the hotel to say, hey, I can still do the job. You can't fire me just because I gained weight. Well, apparently there was a casino policy in place that prohibited these waitresses from gaining more than 7% of their original body weight. And they were told that when they were hired, and the judge agreed with the casino that that was legitimate, that they could enforce that.
Well, Muggs has gained like 30% of his
That's
body
That's what
weight.
I'm saying. We could fire him like 6 times based on this rule.
30% a week.
We didn't write it in when
we did, Lisa.
Yes, we did.
Thank
you.
It was totally in there. It was on that last page that maybe he didn't see, but it was totally in there. Muggs is like a polar bear that gains like 100 pounds a week when he's born. according to the babes, by the way, they were told that they were instructed to take laxatives before mandatory weigh-ins if they needed to, or stop taking prescription medications. Some of them said they were asked to do if it caused them to gain weight.
Wow.
The judge said that the Borgata guidelines were fair and that all women knew what they were getting into when they accepted positions in the casino's selective program.
Well, that's the thing. It seems super harsh. But if you know that going in, don't work there.
But they're right. There's certain medications that do – there's nothing you can do about
it.
It totally screws you.
So steroids.
Too bad you lose your job?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Don't take them. Don't take them before
Don't
the weigh-in. You have
to
cut weight like a fighter.
Lisa, the point, your job is to be hot, okay? So you are losing your job if you're not hot.
I have a problem with that.
No. Shouldn't have taken the job.
Shouldn't have gotten sick.
Well, that too.
Right, that's it.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's my fault.
Anyway, so there's the precedent. Let's throw that in the hopper and see if that one will stick. Because
I like
we got to come up with something.
Fire Beer Mug.
Exactly.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
I cannot deal with this.
We have a brand new internet roundup, which I think you
I did not sign up for this.
Right, but we're going to give it to you anyway, and you're
going to
like it.
I do not do this.
All
this
right.
is not what I do.
It's what we do, and you're going to like it.
I'm going to slit somebody's throat over this.
You don't need to enjoy it.
We don't have to be that committed.
Nope. Chloe versus Snooki today.
Fantastic.
That's back. I don't know if you heard O.J. Simpson got paroled for one of his charges.
Yes.
He's very excited about that.
Good news, bad news, OJ.
Yeah. Bean's organs are failing at a massive rate. And we all find that pretty funny.
Funny. Sad funny.
Why is that funny?
Sad funny. But yeah. there is an ironic.
It's bittersweet.
It's bittersweet. Thank you.
It's not bittersweet. It's just bitter.
Well, for you, it's just bitter.
It's not sad funny. It's just sad.
Right. For you. But for the rest of us, there's a little twinge of joy that, you know.
Where's the comedy in a coworker going down?
Well, who's the coworker?
And what do you mean by going down?
Right. At the 7 o'clock hour, we also have Adam Carolla and Jay Moore both coming in together.
Jay Moore's?
Yep, Jay Moore's.
That's pretty awesome.
So they're going to come in together. Bean and I won't need to talk.
We can just leave.
You can just leave and let them go.
Yep.
So that's coming up this morning. We will take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 551.
By the way, in a couple of weeks, maybe a couple days more than that, we are going to New York City. We'll be broadcasting live for a few days around the MTV Video Music Awards. And you, the Kevin and Bean listener, can come with us. This is brand new, just announced. Just stop by any Southern California T-Mobile location. They'll give you a password that you and I are KROQ.com, and then there's a drawing to go to New York City with us. How about that?
You get to room with Bean.
Yeah, that's the best part. I'm not sure that's been confirmed, but you get all the details. Confirmed.
You get to drain the pus off his gallbladder.
Yeah, it's part of the fun. Any SoCal T-Mobile location. I'm already planning ahead to see if they'll give me my gallbladder in a jar if they end up taking it out, by the way. I don't know if that's something they do, but I'm going to ask.
Of course. I'm sure it's not something they do, and I'm sure you're going to ask.
I'm sure you're going to ask.
5:52, Robin's here now. Time for our first look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Thursday morning.
Well, it's good news, bad news. It's congratulations and consolations for our good pal Simon Cowell. Of course, longtime host over there in American Idol, moved on to The X Factor. He's a big producer. He's got more money than God.
How much money does God have?
At the last count?
Yes.
All.
Okay.
Us Weekly is reporting from multiple sources that he is expecting his first child. Congratulations, first-time father Simon Cowell. The young lady is a socialite named Lauren Silverman, and she's about 10 weeks along, according to sources. All right, that's one side of the coin. The other side of the coin, Lauren Silverman is still very married to Simon Cowell's longtime best friend, Andrew Silverman.
Oh. And that's not as good?
That's not as good, I think, for everyone involved.
His longtime best friend.
Now, by all accounts, Lauren and Andrew are separated, but still very married. And now she comes up pregnant with Simon Cowell's baby.
Oh, boy.
Oops. Mr. Cowell's representatives are unavailable for comment at this time about this story.
He usually has a lot to say.
That would be awkward,
I think.
Hey, buddy, you want to go shoot... You know, nine holes, maybe hit the batting cages. I got a little something I need to talk to you about. You know your wife, right? You know the one.
Speaking of nine holes.
You know, your wife, Lauren.
You know how much you've been fighting and stuff.
You know, you guys are practically divorced, right?
You're not getting along.
Here's the funny thing. This is gonna make you laugh.
Maybe not now, but later you'll laugh.
She's pregnant. I know. Can you imagine? Okay. Here's the other part. The guy. Yeah. Okay.
Rush Limbaugh. Now what?
Complaining, Kevin. He's complaining.
About?
People.
Liberals?
Give him too hard a time.
Oh.
Because he's out there speaking the truth, because he's out there fighting the good fight, his life is getting too hard.
Oh.
Here's his quote. I get more grief than the Taliban gets. I get more grief than Al-Qaeda gets, he said recently.
Well, I think that's not an overstatement.
Not at all. And I think if that's the case, we should start sending missiles his way. Just, you know, just to make it legitimate. Then he legitimately could bitch about it.
Get his wish.
Something like this really puts it all in perspective.
Drop a few hellfires on him and then see what happens. Isn't he one of the richest
people
in broadcasting?
Yeah, I think
so. And by the way,
then suck it up.
It's insane that he would complain about any criticism that he gets because that's what he goes for when he does the kind of radio show. He doesn't say things unless he thinks that they're going to get under somebody's skin or rub them the wrong way.
This will make me hated, my friends. That's how he thinks every morning before he writes the script. Kate Upton, Kevin, in the news.
Yes.
Kate Upton.
I got dibs.
No, you don't.
Oh.
The story is about her new boyfriend.
No, that won't last.
Maxim Chermkovsky.
That's a placeholder, just until Kevin's free.
Maxim Chermkovsky.
What do you need him for?
Recognize the name?
No.
Yeah.
He's one of those dancing studs from Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, is he one of the pros?
Yeah.
Just a bean.
Yeah.
Oh.
I love his particular
He's been on the show for years.
They are an item. And bystanders at a club in New York City told the New York Page 6 gossip column that they seemed very open about their relationship last Monday. They were all over each other.
I'm going to Simon Cowler.
Are you really? Yeah, you know what I mean? First, you have become best friends with Maxim Chermakovsky.
I don't know that we have a
First,
lot in common.
First, you have to learn how to say his name, and then you have to be best friends with him.
I don't know that we have a lot in common, but I'm going to give it a try.
Jennifer Aniston got a lot of attention when it was announced that she was going to play a stripper in her upcoming film, We're the Millers. I remember when she started shooting that. I was like, Jennifer Aniston's going to play a stripper? But it turns out it's like a comedy stripper. You know, this movie, the comedy. Right. We're the Millers is about a bunch of reprobates who go undercover as a normal American family in order to smuggle some drugs.
It looks sort of funny.
It does look sort of funny. I agree.
I was expecting to get beat around the
Kevin
head for
that.
Kevin
and I agree on this film.
How about that?
Inexplicably, I think it looks kind of funny. Largely because I'm a huge fan of, you know,
the guy.
Jason Sudeikis.
Jason Sudeikis. And I think he puts a wry touch on a lot of stuff that makes what would seem dumb in the hands of a lot of actors seem sort of funny. And Jennifer said it was hard. It was hard being a stripper. Oh, here we go. She had to go on a strict diet of vegetables and lean protein for her role as an exotic dancer.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, you're not playing the Black Widow in the Avengers movie, right? You're just swinging on a pole. She also said no one out there should get too excited about seeing her goods because she wore 3 bras and 2 pairs of undies to make sure all of her lady parts stayed covered.
Well, she knows how to sell a film.
And this is why you can't get a man, Jennifer Aniston. It's this kind of behavior.
She can take the sexiest thing she's ever done and make it sound like something we never want to see.
It's like a proctology exam. Come on.
People will at least falsely hope for that and go to your dumb movie.
Right. Why couldn't she lie like every other actress and say, you know what, when I was up there on the stage, it was really freeing sexually. It was fun to swing on the pole, and wow, I got to be friends with a lot of female strippers while doing research for this role. And they're like, I ate vegetables and covered my vagina. That's not sexy.
She's supposed to be saying, seriously, this lingerie just barely was hanging on for dear life. I can't believe I didn't have a nip slip.
I was afraid my vulva was going to pop out at any time. In fact, if you see the movie twice, you might be able to see a little
bit
in
there.
You've
got to watch it closely.
She's no fun. Lady Lohan! Reportedly still very serious about sobering up, which may be a good thing because it looks like she's got a lot of work to do.
Uh-oh.
According to TMZ.com, the founder of Cliffside Malibu, Richard Tate, where she spent her weeks drying out, sent a letter to the judge that oversees her probation case and recommended that she get 3 one-hour therapy sessions every week for the next 16 months. Or she will be set up for almost certain failure, in his words. 3 hours of therapy, 3 days a week for 16 months is what he recommends for Lindsay in order to keep her on track.
Now, is
that's
he
extensive.
Is he talking about something like an AA meeting? Is that what he means?
Sounds like
in
he
this
means
story
one-on-one
it says therapy sessions.
Therapy, yeah.
So it sounds to me like to work with a counselor one-on-one. Yeah.
Well, I would if I was Lindsay, I would say if you'll do it for free, I'm in.
The judge agreed and ordered that she continue that plan to get help, and will have to appear in front of him a year from November. So,
wow.
In 16 months, she's going to have to prove to the judge that she followed through on all those plans.
That's really weird because they sort of already gave her her sentence and forced her to do it. Now they can just tack on whatever they want?
Well, the probation was that she got therapy and went in immediately into a program.
Right.
And I think with probation, in these situations, you have to work with your therapist slash counselor, whatever, and they recommend to the court what the best best movement is going forward. You know, so she's not encumbered in any way in terms of her freedom. She can do what she wants, but she has to still apply by the plan that the counselor puts out for her, that the court agrees upon.
So gotcha.
Still better than jail, I guess is what I'm saying. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Jason Momoa. He was the new Conan. How'd that work out for you, Jason Momoa?
I don't think we've seen him in another movie since then, have we?
I don't believe we have either. He's 34 years old today. Director Sam Mendes, who gave us one of the best Bonds ever with that Skyfall. He's doing the next one, too. 48 years old. Adam Duritz of Counting Crows is 49. Demian Bashir from The Bridge. Have you watched that? Any of that?
I have watched some of that.
With
yeah.
With the Asperger detective.
Oh, yeah.
She's weird. She is weird.
I recognize a lot of her behavior.
Oh, that looks familiar, doesn't it? When you watch her doing what she does.
You guys. Guys, I'm right here.
We're just talking about her. Damien Bashir is 50 years old.
Asperger's today. Is a condition on the autistic spectrum, mm-hmm. which makes it difficult for a person to make connections with other people.
Huh. Imagine that.
She seems to have that trouble.
Coolio's 50. Chuck D of Public Enemies, 53. And former radio talk show host, Tom Likas. He's 57 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Oh, I'm looking forward to the 7 o'clock hour this morning. Adam Carolla and Jay Moore, two of our all-time faves, going to be in studio with us together for the hour coming up in a little while, plus a brand new Internet Roundup in moments here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
What's happening with you, Bean? How come why are your organs revolting? Why does your body hate you?
I don't – look, I'm fine. I know you're going to mock me for saying this, but I'm incredibly healthy.
Right. I know.
Incredibly healthy.
And we know that from all of the stomach pain you've been in for 2 weeks.
And the fact that you're going to spend 2 Fridays in the hospital.
But I never miss a day of work. I will tell you, I do show up.
That's not the question. The question is not do you have a good work ethic, because you do. But why does your body hate you?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that, but there's something. There are bad things going on.
What's happening?
I don't think we need to get into. I don't think we need to talk about.
You've had a lot of stomach pain.
Yes, intense. Yes, I have. Quite
sharp, like knife stabbing pain.
Well, it's a combination of both. I'm getting both flavors, Kevin. I'm getting the dull pain that aches all the time, that always hurts, that makes you feel alternately hungry and nauseous, and then every time you eat, you are sicker than ever. And then I also have the super guy jumping in a dark alley and just stabbing you with a knife 100 times in a row. I have that pain as well.
All right.
They've got it all covered.
Good time.
They think it is gallbladder related. I got an ultrasound last Friday. They did not find any gallstones, which is good, but that means it looks like there's something else going on that's causing some sort of gallbladder swelling or infection. So that's what they're going to try to find out tomorrow when I get an endoscopy.
I was hoping that it was a gallbladder because we had the King of Mexico get your gallbladder on the phone so that we could talk to it and find out what the problem is.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
My gallbladder is on the phone?
Hey, Gall.
Hello.
What is this, Bean's gallbladder? Yes.
Yes, this is Bean's gallbladder.
Wow.
What? Maybe for our listeners who don't know, what does a gallbladder do, sir?
Well, the gallbladder is primarily here just to create gall. So to hold the gall. It's a bladder that holds all of the gall.
I don't think that's accurate. I think you actually process bile out of food, don't you, to aid with that digestion?
Sure, some people would say that, but I believe it's just a bladder to hold all the gall. When someone says, well, you've got gall, sir, that's talking about me. I'm holding all the gall.
Why do you sound like such a sad sack?
Because I'm not doing so well.
Yeah, you're not feeling good, huh? Me neither.
I'm just desperate to get out.
What do you mean, get out?
Get out of this horrible body I live in.
Oh,
wow. Yeah.
Well, it certainly
looked
like... We're
all very excited in here now because Kidney got out, and we now think there's a light at the end of the tunnel for the rest of us.
Oh, no, but you're causing pain. No, he's not necessarily just going to start giving out organs just because he donated a kidney.
I think if I bother him enough, they'll just finally let me free.
Wow.
So the worst thing that ever happened to the organs was last year when one kidney got out, because now everybody thinks that they're not stuck in there for life like they previously believed.
Kidney gave us all hope we can all be free.
Hey, I don't know that it's...
the little monster we live inside.
Are you sure that it's that great on the outside? I'm not sure that it would be fun for you to leave the
anything
body.
Would be preferable.
What is your...
to hearing the endless tweets and the endless... Oh, go watch the Panda Cam. I can't believe what it's like to live with this person 24/7.
Oh, you have to actually hear that. That's your
complaint. Oh, my God. Constantly it's going on.
Yeah.
We'd all be better if the brain would just leave, but we don't think that's an option. So we're trying to make a break for it.
We get to go to Denny's today, though, because it's Thursday.
Oh, dear God. Oh, can you imagine Denny's
excited,
every
huh?
week?
No.
IHOP every week?
I can't imagine that every week, no.
Oh,
I feel bad.
I'm so sad.
Yeah.
Better
I'm
than
sorry
liver,
to hear
though.
That.
Liver's angry.
What do you mean liver's angry?
He's just angry. He wants out more than I do.
What's his complaint?
I don't know. Hey, liver, they want to talk to you.
Oh, pass the phone around. Fantastic.
Yeah, see, we're breaking out of here, see? Can you get over the wall? Now I can get over the wall, see?
Well, what's your problem, Liver?
I'm trying to deal with your BS, mister. You're welcome here as a tarantula and a piece of Angel's food cake. Nobody wants to deal with you, see?
So is it just you and gallbladder, or is everybody else miserable, too?
No, of course not, you moron. Everybody wants out of here.
Oh,
Even Pancreas has been speaking up.
Oh, let's talk to Pancreas, if we could.
Pancreas, get over here.
What's happening down there?
Oh, my goodness. Hello, Pancreas here.
You too, Pancreas?
Of course me too. Why not? We all want out of here. It's a horrible prison full of inane trivia. It's the worst place we've ever lived, and we've only ever lived one place.
You may have gotten some bad hope, though, because just because you donated a kidney does not mean the rest of you get a pass. You get to get out.
Listen, for years and years, we all sat here thinking there was no hope whatsoever.
Right.
And then kidney was able to make it out. We all saying, why not me next?
Yeah, I can understand that.
Look, I can do without a kidney. I can do without a gallbladder. I need a liver and I need a pancreas. So you two at least are going to have to stay.
I need freedom. I don't care what you need. I need to stop being murdered with all the different thoughts and ideas you keep putting out on Twitter and through that giant mouth of yours that never seems to stop talking.
Well, it's not going to be any fun for you on the outside.
Imagine
how Hart must
feel about all this.
How Hart? Hand the phone to Hart.
All right, get over.
What's Hart talking about?
Hart? Well, there doesn't seem to be one in here. That's
how dare you. Once again, this morning at 9:10 a.m. or thereabouts, probably more likely close to 9:15, we're going to sign you up to get on the standby boarding list for the trip to San Francisco. K-Rock Road Trip USA 2013. Destination number one is the Outside Lands Festival with the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Phoenix, Nine Inch Nails, Vampire Weekend, and more. Again, 9:10 this morning right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Who's ready for a brand new internet roundup? I am.
Yeah! Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bane's internet roundup.
Kevin, you know how we make fun all the time of these studies, these medical tests that we see where they spend $100,000 to find out that guys like boobs and those sorts of things?
Yeah.
You just go,
come to an obvious conclusion that we could have told you and just saved you all the time.
Right.
Water is wet. Exactly. Well, that's what the first two Internet Roundup videos are this week. You can see all these videos at KREC.com or KevinandBean.com. They filmed a social experiment. First up, we'll hear a little bit. Of course, there's much more when you see the whole video. This is girls asking guys for sex on the street, okay? And then guys asking girls for sex on the street. So let's hear what the differences in the response would be when they approach people and say, hey, would you have sex with me? I wonder if it's what we expect.
Do you want to have sex?
What?
Yeah.
I have a boyfriend.
Don't tell him I said that.
Okay.
All right. So he does it 100 times and
gets turned down every single time.
There was a 0%.
100% no.
Let's see what happens when a girl goes out on the street and asks guys the same question.
I just want to ask you guys if you would be down to have sex with me.
I will definitely have sex with you.
Literally right now.
Where do you
want
to go?
Joking. It'll be like really quick, like 15 minutes.
That's totally fine with me.
Okay. All right. Ready to go?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay.
I better not be getting robbed right now.
I love that guy.
You know why? Because it's just too good to be true for a guy.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's a good use of time and video, right?
Love it.
Up next on the Internet Roundup, you guys will love him. He must have been drinking because he thought it was a good idea to set up a video camera and show him trying to cut a watermelon with a sword. Now, everyone around him knows it's not a good idea because he's holding the watermelon up, you know, vertically, and then he's going to try to hit it with a sword. You know that somehow he's going to end up hurting himself, right?
Well, he is holding the top of it while swinging, yes.
Exactly. Let's see what happens.
Somewhere in the distance, we heard the pounding of native drums.
This is not at all...
That's not even close to that, is it?
Right.
I didn't know how that worked, but okay.
All right.
You all right? I don't know where we are because Muggs is the guy who...
No, it says on the list, SNL actors breaking character. That's what the list I have.
All right, let me go to a different list here. I apologize then. I'm looking at the list from Dave. I guess I need to be looking at this new update. All right, so SNL characters, actors breaking character. This is a fantastic video compilation going all the way back to Adam Sandler and Chris Farley and Phil Hartman and everybody, because, you know, they do that show live every week. And oftentimes it's funny and they screw up and they can't stop from laughing. And that's what happened. This is Will Ferrell. He's playing a character in a hot tub and can't stop breaking up.
Somewhere in the distance, we heard the pounding of native drums. Was it in our mind? We don't know.
It is funny. That one goes on for a long time, and there's a lot of different people losing it, and it's always funny.
When they do that. Yeah.
They just can't recover from it. And Lisa, your favorite, The Californians, is on there a couple of times, too. They fight it. Aaron Paul, who's just one of the coolest guys in Hollywood. He, of course, is just one of the stars of Breaking Bad that's coming back in 10 days. Well, he lives on the route for one of these Hollywood tour buses where they take the tourists around. And this is a family that loves Breaking Bad. The daughter, in particular, loves Aaron Paul. And they go by his house. He sees that they're out there and comes down the steps to meet them and take pictures with them. He's the coolest guy in the world.
No. We've come all the way from Ireland to see you. He's coming down. He's coming down, Meg.
Hey, bud. I'm Aaron. Nice to meet you. Hey.
It's my daughter, Megan, who loves you.
Hey, nice to meet you. Oh, thank you.
How crazy is that?
That's so nice.
Yeah.
That's a Hollywood moment they'll never forget,
yeah.
Huh? Aubrey Plaza, who we had on the show last week that we love so much, she's one of the stars of Parks and Recreation, also the To-Do List. She did a very funny trailer that, let me tell you, if they put this on Kickstarter, this movie would get funded. It's her playing the animated character from the MTV series from a few years ago called Daria. She makes the perfect Daria because she's so deadpan, and it's Daria's 10th year high school reunion. Here's a little of Aubrey Plaza.
We'll get through this, Daria. We're Bonnie and Clyde, Witch and Sundance.
You do realize that all those people died horrible, bloody deaths, right?
Tom, we haven't seen each other in 10 years. For all I know, now you're a serial killer. Or worse, married.
Is she the perfect Daria or what?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
All right, remember everything I said about the man trying to cut the watermelon with a sword? Let's see how that went.
Please don't cut your hand. I'm not a nurse yet.
Let's go.
I don't want it.
I can get it.
Is that blood?
Is that blood? Yeah, hospital.
Oh, no.
So the guy's holding the watermelon, swings a machete at it, and cuts his hand.
God. From the time that somebody said, don't cut yourself, to the time that somebody cut himself is about 2 seconds in that video.
That was sweet.
It's pretty incredible. Our friends from Honest Trailers are back, and man, you talk about an easy one to make fun of. They picked the worst ever Batman movie. Remember Batman and Robin? Arnold Schwarzenegger and everybody in that film?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Listen to what they did with it.
Poison Ivy wants to cover the world in plants. Mr. Freeze wants to cover the world in ice. They'll team up, even though their goals are completely incompatible, to make the most puns ever.
All right, everyone. Chill.
It's a jungle in here.
Cool party.
Enough monkey business.
Allow me to break the ice.
Let's cool it for now.
Let's kick some ice.
Yeah.
Wow, right?
Yeah, I forgot that movie was that bad.
It is, in fact, that bad. George Clooney always jokes that he's the man who killed the Batman franchise. Those people who do all the editing of, say, President Obama, and they find words from his speeches to sing any song, well, Jimmy Fallon does something similar with NBC News anchor Brian Williams, and you'll hear what they had him end up singing.
Here's Brian Williams rapping Good Vibrations.
Yo, it's about that time to bring forth the rhythm and the rhyme. Time will get mine, so get yours. I want to be sweat coming at your pores. On the house tip is how I'm swinging. It's strictly hip-hop. Well, I ain't singing this, bringing this to the entire nation. Black, white, red, brown, feel the vibration.
Come on. Brian Williams doing Marky Mark of the Funky Bunch. That's awesome. Couple more videos for you on the Kevin Bean Internet Roundup. Again, you can find them all at krock.com or kevinbean.com. Song in the Summer, of course, is the that song from Robin Thicke that everybody loves so much. Well, what they've done is they've taken the lyrics to that song and they've changed it around to be the theme song from Robin Thicke's dad, Alan's old Growing Pains theme song. And that's what this would sound like.
Come on. It's a Sounds like Pharrell's in another room just screaming every once in a while.
Yeah, it's terrible. Woo! They call that one blurring pains. And finally, Kevin, we saved your favorite video of the week for last. Oh. What's going on with these old people in this video?
There's an old lady who's picking rhubarb out of a garden. And then there's another old lady who comes out and says, hey, that's not yours. That's mine or my mom's. And the lady that's picking the rhubarb has got the filthiest mouth ever. And they're probably both 70.
Yeah.
And it's awesome.
I'm not stealing. You call him, bitch. You call him.
Sweetheart.
Call him. Don't call me sweetheart, honey bun. What are you, f***ing Lizzie?
Sweetheart.
Stay out of my business.
Sweetheart.
Honey bun. Go back inside, bitch.
You want to know where I f***ing you?
Back inside.
She may be possessed by Satan.
She's just so evil.
She's just so evil.
I don't know why we're so surprised
Shut
by this.
Up,
I guess it's because we don't see old people scream like that or have that kind of language. But it's not like they stop using that language when they get to a certain age, right? Oh, my God. There's much more, too. It's an insane video. And that is this week's brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:54. I'm just saying, I think it's a little late. That's all I'm saying, is we got to get right to the showbiz, because then we have Jay Moore and
well,
Adam Carolla.
Yeah,
Jay's here. Jay's in the other room. Just
let Ralph
with
decide
him.
If he's willing to give up 10 seconds for a moment with Kevin.
Oh, wait. I had no idea that's what you're talking about. Hell yeah, boy.
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
That's so crazy. The dirt's so slippery, then you hit the pavement. Sometimes that's more sticky, sometimes it's slipperier. But there some good accidents happen in this. And not just with cars on cars. You hit posts or something else. And it seems like avoiding that is the biggest key to winning that race.
That was a moment.
There you go!
Would you guys guess that's the longest moment ever?
That's an all-timer right there. That's a Hall of Famer.
I mean, no. Really?
They're going to play that at your induction ceremony.
Into what?
When you go into, like, the Mental Midget Hall of Fame. When they give you a bust in Canton, when you're there, and you're wearing the jacket, they're going to play that over the loudspeakers, because that is maybe top five
for
all-time?
Sure. Yeah.
Could be. I mean, it really is. They're going to name the moment with Wing after Kevin when he's inducted. There's no question. And I apologize for suggesting you'd only be giving up 10 seconds of your show this week. I meant a minute.
No, that's fine.
Jay Moore and Adam Carolla next here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, Ralph's got the Showbiz Beat on a Thursday.
Hey, good news. Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore are making another movie together.
All right.
Yeah, finally. Because I just didn't get my fill with Grown Ups 2 of Adam Sandler's patented brand of hilarious stylings. Now I get the power punch of Drew Barrymore joining him once again.
Did they do that one where he keeps forgetting her?
It started with The Wedding Singer, Kevin.
Oh, okay.
And then the one you're referring to, 50 First Dates.
50 First Dates.
She is the one with the short-term memory loss.
Oh, I see.
And he has to go out with her 50 times to get her to remember him, and then she does, sort of. I can't quite remember the film, but...
Well, no one's ever seen the end of that movie. That's
horrible premise for a comedy, and yet it made all the money. So this time, they're coming back with a new movie called The Family Moon.
Is that a play on Honeymoon?
About a couple that, after a terrible blind date, find themselves and their children from past marriages stuck together at a resort for families.
What? No, they don't!
What? Yes! Oh,
that's got to be crazy.
Not only will chaos ensue, but I think everyone will learn an important lesson about life and love by the time it's all done. And I'm just putting myself out on the limb here. I don't want to be a spoiler, but I'm guessing, although they don't like each other at the beginning, Adam and Drew's characters will somehow come together.
Really? I wouldn't have thought
beautiful.
That.
Just a guess. Beautiful if they did.
Just a guess.
Wow.
By the way, we keep mocking those movies. They keep making tremendous amounts of money at the box office.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler. I mean, he's done it again this summer with Grown Ups 2.
Listen, I know. I don't get it.
Who do we talk to about this?
I'm as confused by that as anything I've ever been confused by.
Who do we talk to about
who's
this?
Who's the president of Hollywood, Ralph?
Right now, geez, I believe it's Abe Vigoda. If I'm not mistaken, I think
let's get Mr. Vigoda on the
good
phone.
Poll.
I think he just got elected, so he won't be around long. It's like the Pope; he might have it till he dies. That role,
and then you're up.
It's then me. Yeah, I'm putting my name in.
All right,
put my hat in the ring. My name in the hat. I'm going to put my name in the hat and then throw my hat into the ring. All
right.
So that when they give all the hats back after they pull them out of the ring, they'll know which one's mine because my name will be in it.
But then, do you become the president of Hollywood?
Yeah.
Or is that non-related?
I'm not sure.
All right.
Yeah, there's a win for the bronies. Score one for the bronies.
Score one for Bean.
The newest class, Advanced Air Base in Oklahoma. All their Air Force pilots who are being brought up, taught how to be hard men in the air and protect our borders and security.
Yes.
They've come up with a new tough-looking insignia for their uniforms. My Little Pony patches on their uniforms that read, My Little Pilot, Flying is Magic, and has a pink and purple rainbow across it.
But that's ironic.
See what happens when you peel Don't Ask, Don't Tell?
USA! USA! USA!
One of Bean's favorites, Donny Osmond.
What's Donny up to?
He's out.
Out of what?
Out of showbiz?
Out of work.
Out of life?
He and his sister Marie have a running show in Vegas. You know, they've got one of those residencies, as they call them, at the
I've seen it.
At the Flamingo Hotel and Casino.
Can you imagine going to that in Vegas?
How far down
on the list is that?
I would have to be not only broke, but there'd be no more cocaine existing.
Right.
No more alcohol existing.
Somebody would have to use Rohypnol on you.
I'd have to wake up in a tub full of ice with my liver missing. And there would have to be the only doctor in Vegas attending that show at the time.
It would be your loss
because it was a terrific show.
Well, he was going to be out of commission for a while. Apparently, while they were doing his show with Marie, he jumped up on a piano and tore his buttock muscle.
Oh.
Wow. That was terrible.
Yeah.
That was weak. That was very weak.
Tore his ass muscle.
Ouch.
You could tear
it. Tore it so bad, Kevin. Not only did he tear it, he's going to need surgery to repair it.
How bad can you tear your butt? I've never heard of that injury.
He's going to be out of the show for weeks, and they are currently looking for another singer to step in and fill in opposite Marie until he's better.
Hmm.
Jumping up on a piano tore his ass.
I didn't know there were any muscles or ligaments in your butt that you could injure.
Well, it's all muscle. The buttocks is all muscle.
I guess I know nothing about
it. That's all
there is. But you don't hear of anyone tearing it.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's how he tore his ass, too, was jumping up on a piano. Had nothing to do with Merrill holding him down.
My butt hurts.
Tore his ass.
That's weird.
I'm a little bit country. I'm a little bit tore my ass. Their newest hit. Today's celebrity birthdays.
What's going to support his butthole?
Tom Likens! Do you care?
Thanks, so.
My butt hurts.
I'm 57 years old today.
He's only 57, Tom
Likens? Yeah, he seems like he's been 57 for about 20 years.
Chuck D of Public Enemy is 53 years old today.
Really?
I think Eagles wide receiver Riley Cooper should call Chuck D and wish him a happy birthday.
I'd like to hear that call.
He needs to make up some issues with some people.
Got some problems.
Do
you get? I didn't think so.
Coolio is 50 years old today once again.
Really?
Give him a call. Demian Bashir from The Bridge is 50.
Unbelievable.
Adam Duritz from Counting Crows is 49 years old.
Answer the question.
Is Adam still rocking the
dreads?
The cornrows?
Yes,
cornrows.
Unfortunately, he is.
Really? He still thinks that's a choice?
He does.
That's an option?
And he still apparently gets all the ladies, too.
Sam Mendes, super talented director, has done so many great films, starting with American Beauty all the way up to Skyfall. I do care.
I didn't think so.
I love his films. 48 years old. And Jason Momoa, big strapping Samoan actor. He was Conan once.
Never tore his butt.
Has never torn his buttocks. He is 34 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Now, what happens? Two men enter, one man leaves?
Yo,
are they going to fight to the death?
Turn my headphones up. Turn my headphones up in this bitch, man. So
They're going to fight. That's why they're here today, right, Kevin?
Hey, Jay Morris.
I'm Adam Carolla.
Hey, Adam Carolla.
Hey, I'm Jay Moore.
And together, we're Adam Carolla and Jay Moore.
Bean, how are the wife and pigs?
I know you love that line. Everybody's fine, Adam.
I want
everyone to
greet you that way, and after you're dead, actually, for 6 months after you die.
Okay.
I think it's very funny.
I think it's very funny. I don't want to bum anyone out, but the pigs have been dead for a number of years now. I don't have any pigs.
That is so sad.
Hold on. My side hurts.
Yeah.
It just hurts me now when you bring it up. That's the only thing I'd say.
Wait, I don't know. Bean owned pigs?
Oh,
you're one of those creepy pig people?
Oh, yeah.
It's a rescue.
Pigs, sheep.
Yeah.
Donkeys.
Cows. You know, I think cows. Adam probably agrees with me, and I'm not making a joke. When I see pigs, I get hungry.
Me too.
I can go all the way to bacon at a pig running across the screen in a commercial. Uh-huh. I go, oh, yeah.
Oh, you know who your heart really goes out to is being Samoan neighbors. So you're just going to throw them away? just going to...
But
you're
going to
bury
them
in a fire pit or just bury
them? No, just in the yard.
But they're with a fire, buried. Right?
No, just, they, not with guys the holding a pineapple.
Do you need an apple?
And a Kingsford bag and a pineapple? Yeah. Well, you're just going to toss them?
Just put them in the ground so the maggots can eat them? Or, so that's what you're going to do?
You don't burn your pets when they're gone. You give them a respectful
I'm going on a
burial.
Pig run right now. Should I keep going or are you just going to throw these ones away?
Look, my wife sent me out for Keystone Light and pigs. But you can save me a trip.
Actually, tampons, Keystone Light and pigs, but I feel like we're close enough. So you're throwing both of them away. Is that what you're saying? Because I'm getting two.
Listen to this, Jay Moore. Back in the 90s, when I still lived in California, Adam, along with Jimmy Kimmel, came to my barn raising. They helped build my barn.
R-A-Z-E?
My cows and my pigs.
See what I did there?
That's a euphemism for we
changed raise to raise.
We had to do what we had. We had to do what we had to do to get on the air back then. Yeah. So Bean would go, I'm having a barn raising in the bathroom closest to Trip Reeves' office. You in? And me and Jimmy just look at each other and go, we got to do what
we have to.
It was a real hootenanny.
Adam Carolla and Jay Moore are here, not because they like us, not because they love getting up at this time of day, but because they have a fantastic show planned for this weekend, Saturday night. You guys are going to be at the Wiltern along with your good friend Bill Simmons, who, of course, from Grantland.com and ESPN. He's tremendous. The three of you for one night only at the Wiltern Theater. Tickets are on sale now through LiveNation.com. How did this one come together? Because it doesn't seem like, Adam, you need Jay, and Jay, you certainly don't need Adam.
No, I definitely need Adam. Adam does not need me. Adam does theaters all over this damn country. America has spoken. I am a club comic.
What happened with Jay, and people ask me this all the time, and it's an interesting topic. Jay had a reputation for being an a-hole.
Right.
And,
of course.
And at some point, I actually asked him about it on the air about 7-8 years ago.
You
I
asked
said,
Jay Moore about being having the a-hole.
Yeah, it was refreshing. He goes, what is your exact words were, this is probably 8 years ago.
Right.
You said, what is it about you that other comics have the hardest time admitting you're funny?
Yes.
And I said, I think it's just because I was a real a-hole for a long time. And he goes, no, I'll tell comics, Jay Moore was just in here, he was hilarious. And they'll go, eh. I'm like, no, it's not a poll I'm taking. He was just here. And like, I kind of can't get my mind right. It was so, you were like super cool to me. And I just came forward and said, I've been a jerk for a very long time.
He said I was an a-hole. I spent the better part of my career being an a-hole.
All right, already.
And I said,
all right.
But then he turned into the nicest guy in the world, and I had a lot of fun working with him, and I said, I want to do this show, and I did the Wiltern, and I did it alone, and it was a pain in the ass, and I thought, selling tickets, you know, it's a big room, and I said, this time when I do it, I want to do it with somebody else, I want to do it with someone who was formerly an a-hole.
That's a huge place to fill for comedy. That's a big room.
There's only 40 tickets left. Hey, is there going to be a... Hey, is there going to be a merch table at this place?
No, Norm, there'll be...
No merch table. I have
might
t-shirts.
Sell a mug or a t-shirt or something like
and
that.
And a merch table?
Well, it's just a table.
What, the H?
Well, no, it's a table, but you can put anything you want on it.
Oh, all right.
It's not a merch table.
It's a table with things you sell if you feel like it.
Well, it's called a merch table when you put merch on it, but if you put coffee on it...
That's a coffee table.
Right.
I don't want to sell those shirts, you know, but just a shirt with like a werewolf on it, you know, those wolf shirts.
Yeah, this probably have my name on it or something like that.
Why?
Because it'd be my merch.
I was just on stage. Now you can wear me home, you know.
So it's a table with merch.
It's getting it's not even here, you know.
How's it gonna work? Norm Macdonald, Jay Moore, and Adam Carolla apparently all in the studio with us. How's it going to work? Like, are you guys going to come out together and just riff? Or, Jay, do you do a set and then Adam comes out?
We're going to play Huey Lewis in the News. It's going to be an 80s montage of Adam and I trying on different hats and
you saw that scene in Pretty Woman, right? It's like that.
If I could have gotten overalls out, it would have been so funny. Yeah, I'm going out first, and Bill Simmons will be there.
Yeah, I think what we're actually Jay and I were going to talk about in the parking lot after the show, but Jay's going to go out and do a half hour, 25 minutes, something like that. Then I'm going to go out there, and I think me and Bill will do one of our basic cable movie breakdowns.
Okay.
Nice. Possibly Cliffhanger. Haven't decided yet.
One of the
yet.
Best movies of all time.
And, oh, my God, I had to almost fire somebody who worked at my podcast yesterday when I said, look, go find Cliffhanger and tell me your five favorite scenes from Cliffhanger. And he said, I've never seen Cliffhanger.
That guy should be fired on spot so fast that he's out of work immediately.
I agree.
I'll tell you the best part about Cliffhanger is Janine Turner has a boy haircut.
Yeah, but still looks hot.
Real hot. Like, where's that little boy? Get over here. Tell him to take his shirt off.
The way she brushes the horse?
No kidding. It's equine. Equine porn, I think.
So I said, all right,
Janine Turner, the centaur.
I'm in a good mood. I'm not going to fire you, but go get Cliffhanger. Right. And then he got Cliffhanger, and then we were watching Cliffhanger, and I said, you know, the henchman in Cliffhanger, I think he's the same dude in Roadhard. Is that the same dude from Roadhard? And he went, I don't know. I've never
seen. Oh.
I mean, not Roadhouse. Sorry, I'm talking Roadhouse, about my right. movie. I've never seen.
Fundanything.com.
Thank you. I've never seen Roadhouse. I said, you've never seen Roadhouse, and you've never seen a Cliffhanger.
You should have fired him.
I should have. I just backhanded him.
Yeah, all right. Well,
he got to keep his job.
All right.
So we'll break that down, and then I'll do a half hour, 40 minutes. And then Jay and I will come out, and I think we'll do a
is
little.
Is there some sort of soft shoe involved, or?
We'll do a little Big Mama's Got It All, which is my favorite. Because as you know, as I've said, my parents were horrible. You guys know this,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And they offered almost no support for me at all.
But you seem to think that's the way it should still be.
Well, that's the way it is.
I've heard you talk a lot about how parents are way too, they confirm that you're a great person and you're not.
You got to slow down there, Kevin Ryder. Don't go back to my big white son, Adam Carolla.
So, Big Mama Got It All is my large woman of color who I always wanted for a mother.
Riley Cooper is cute.
That would always protect me. Would always protect me no matter what. Whereas I don't feel like my actual biological mom would do that.
Right.
And Big Mama's Got It All. Like, for instance, a lot of people have been talking trash about me on the internet these days, making fun
of me. I'll tell you one thing. There's a couple alternative Jewish comics that better watch their backs.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to open up a can and whoop everything here. I'm back about yourself. You don't come at Adam Carolla. That's my biology. Hey, I'm with Big Mama Got It All. I'm your father.
Big Mama Got It All has I didn't know you guys were married.
Yeah, I got her pregnant, Adam Carolla, and you came out. I'm your biological father.
I'm at the
Will Turn Theater August 3rd, and there's about 45 tickets left. Scoop them up.
I'm in my 40s. I've never even met you before.
Yeah. I took you to get your teeth done.
All right.
Big
listen.
Mama said to get my teeth done.
Shut up. Bean's trying to say something. Ah,
Big Mama.
Here's Bean now. Trying to
bring Big Papa.
Hey, he's going to tell us about a barn raising.
Norm MacDonald, Adam Carolla, Jay Moore, they're all here.
What happened to me? I'm like substatus.
Let him do the plug. Take a very quick break. I can't emphasize enough what a great night Saturday night is going to be at the Wiltern to see all of these crazy people on one stage for one night only. Saturday night, 8 o'clock at the Wiltern. Tickets available on sale right now at livenation.com. More with our guests in a moment right after this on K-Rock.
Jay Moore has joined us in the studio.
Yeah, everybody got pregnant. I'm Adam Carolla's biological father.
Jay Moore along with Adam Carolla and ESPN's Bill Simmons at the Wiltern Saturday night. I can't think of a better time than going to see that show. Kevin, I bet you'd be there if you weren't going to freaking Lollapalooza.
I would. If I wasn't going to be in Chicago, I'd totally be there.
LiveNation.com.
Oh, sorry.
LiveNation.com. LiveNation.com. That's where you go to buy your tickets. Bill Simmons, Adam Carolla, Jay Moore at the Wiltern this Saturday. Yes, Jay.
I was thinking of having Brad Williams come out after my set for like just 10 minutes just so Simmons can't follow him. Just have a midget do
the Gangnam Style,
and then, ladies and gentlemen, Bill Simmons. Bring out Jalen Rose. Bring out the whole crew.
Adam, have you had Brad on your podcast yet?
Yeah, I have, and he's funny. I mean, most like comedians that have something going on physically, that just becomes their entire act, and for him, it's only like 82% more jokes.
But no, fairness, it's all you want to know about. When you're talking to him, you're like, wait a minute. When you have sex, and he's just... I like how he's masterfully created a set where in the first 12 minutes, he takes every dwarf question out of your head
so
he can get to work.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, I was up front with him. I was just like, what do my balls smell like? I want to know. I want to know. I can't get there.
I know the answer just from your Malibu Mangria party.
No, but when we do Jasmine. There's other juices flowing. I just mean casually, like in a work setting.
Jasmine,
you know,
and
what
Vicks
I mean?
Vapor Rub.
Adam, speaking of Brad and other comics, I'm not sure I understand. Of course, we've been talking about your Road Hard movie, your fundanything.com, where you can go and help Ace Man make his movie. And I believe you're in the home stretcher. Aren't you like less than $50,000 away from hitting that $1 million mark?
Yeah, we're knocking on the door of $1 million.
Yeah, very close. You're having 20 comedians in your movie. Please tell me how you're going to do that and not have a movie that's 30 hours long.
Oh, it'll be 33 hours long, actually. It'll be like that R. Kelly video.
Trapped in the closet?
It never ends. Yeah. Well, more defecation, less pee. Yeah. We are doing a movie where I'm playing a stand-up. Jay Moore's going to be in it as well. And there's going to be lots of opportunities for lots of other comics, because every time I go to a club, there'll be somebody finishing their set or starting their set or up on stage while I'm at the bar or whatever it is. So we're not going to watch 20 comedians do their 20
minutes. How many
scenes
will Mangria be on someone's desk as you talk to your agent? He's like, hold on, Adam. I'm finishing up this Mangria. I'll be right with you. You know what? I think my muscles are bigger. Go ahead.
The penis is wider.
You're going to get to the point where you have so many items to promote, you're not going to be able to do them all at one time.
Let me ask the boys in the room a question. And if Lisa wants to jump in, she can. I want to stay clear of HR. Wider or longer? Well, you get one wish. That's your wish.
I get one wish?
Yeah. Because I posed this question to my wife, and the answer was pretty weird.
Well, first off, just to be clear, how I measure length. Center of the anus to just past the tip.
Yeah.
Okay, so wait, that's
how
my
length. Past?
Just past.
I know, but that's how far.
Well, that's up to you, but just past. Whatever you need, but just past. But center of the anus, no cheating, no going to the ball side of the anus. Center, and then just past the tip.
Okay. I use
so
only
for me,
the part,
I go for width.
Width. I use only the part that's actually inside ever at any given time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's about a half inch. Mm-hmm. That's far, as long as I last.
What was your beautiful bride's
answer? So you said width. I said
question.
Width.
We said width.
I said width. Bean?
I think you have to go width. I think that's the only thing.
Kevin?
You have to go width.
I can't go more width.
I'm riding spinners. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, the man's still got to wear pants. Come
on. Lisa May can weigh in on this. My wife, I thought for sure width was it. And my wife goes, no. Like no, 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 no. Like, as if it was really going to happen. Like, no, don't choose yet. Don't do it, Norton. You got to go length, Norton. I go, why? She goes, because that way it would hurt a little bit.
Wow.
All right.
I like
that's
that.
That's strong.
Yeah. Lisa, your thoughts?
I'm going with, because that way it hurts a little bit.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Well, you know what? Then I have to take from that I'm wide enough, but not long enough.
Well, you do. Yeah. I'm glad that we've solved one of the great mysteries of the world, then, that width versus length. I appreciate that.
Yeah, so, you know, hold on a second, Bean.
Yeah, Bean, Jesus.
You know, my plan, I don't know if we've talked about it. I think we've talked about this on the air. It's to do the water displacement test.
Oh, yeah.
That factors in width and length, just total displacement.
And
total
weight.
Displacement.
And weight, yeah.
Every man in America lay down on a sheet of aluminum, put it through a hole, put it into a graduated cylinder, see how much water you displace.
Somewhere Jim Norton's getting an erection.
And then you get a windbreaker made up. Not with your number, not with the amount that you displaced, with your ranking. Number one is number one. That's the dude who took out the most water. That's
right.
The number one. And then you, well, there's 150 million dudes in North America, in United States. You are going to be either one to 125, 150 million. How about walking around with that jersey?
You have to wear the jersey,
you
though?
Wear, well,
even if you're 150 millionth?
It's a windbreaker. And yes, okay. It'd be funny to
it
see everyone's
funny.
Rank. And there'd be a whole top 10 club, and that guy'd be booked on all the talk shows. And each year when the new rankings came out, because there'd be a new dude turning 18, you know,
sure.
Millions of dudes turning 18 every
Hold
year,
on.
See if the guy held on to his
Adam
ranking.
I love that Adam prefaced this by saying, I think you and I spoke about this on the air already, but I'm not sure.
And we did.
Yes,
oh, you did?
We did. We did, yeah.
I love this idea, right?
Yeah,
the windbreaker?
I like to think I'm in the upper 100 million.
No, you could have, you could be 27 million and still be in
27 million would be great.
You'd be in rarefied air.
All right.
That's right.
Well, I don't see anything standing in the way of
you. Janine Brenner's boy hair.
I don't see anything standing in the way of you implementing that plan, Adam. It sounds pretty reasonable to me.
Yeah. You could add a Kickstarter account for, you know, erection measurements instead of your Road Hard movie.
The good news is all the guys in the NBA could just keep their jersey number.
Oh, not Dirk Nowitzki. He ain't 41.
Oh, no. All right, you're right.
Poor Dirk.
You're right. All right.
41 million. Oh, burn!
Adam Carolla is here. Jay Moore as well. They're going to be on stage along with Bill Simmons at the Wiltern this Saturday night. By the way, what's the easiest website for people who just want to go see the trailer for Road Hard and donate? Adam, where should they go for that? Just AdamCarolla.com? Is that best?
They can go there. They can go to fundanything.com and see it there. And, yeah, the Cranston video is really
we want to talk about that a little bit when we come back. All right.
We'll return.
I got to go to work. I
want
to say goodbye to
you
boys and gal and tell you that I love you. You guys are always good to me.
We love you. But Saturday night, you're bringing it, right, Jay?
Are you out your mind? Of course everyone's going to bring it. Come on now. He's in the bringing of business.
Thank you, Jay. Jay Moore had to go. Adam Carolla is still in studio. Those guys at the Wiltern Theater this Saturday night. Tickets available now through LiveNation.com. Adam is also very close to funding his movie Road Hard. Listen to this. $959,583 is where you're at, Ace Man. You are less than $50,000 away from your $1 million goal. This is exactly what you were hoping and dreaming about all this time.
And as I've said, and I've been very upfront with everyone, we can go past the million. We'll have another couple of weeks. We'll crack a million. We'll have another couple of weeks. We'll go past a million. But again, I'm just being upfront. Everything past a million is going up my nose.
I think honesty is the best policy.
Yeah, I want to be up front. Fair. I want to be up front with people.
That's nice. Hey, you guys want to hear something funny?
Sure.
King of Mexico, how much money has Adam raised?
He's at 959-628.
That's how he does numbers. Well, have you ever heard anyone do numbers like that?
He should be in the military.
He
can't do thousands. He can
nine,
only read the numbers.
5, 7, 4, 2, 3. Who does numbers like that? Have you ever heard that in your life?
Well, super smart people who are like military fighter pilots, and then super dumb people. Now, I'm not saying which one he is, but only the smart and the dumb do it that way.
Now, Adam, I've got a serious question, and I in no way mean this to be insulting, because I love you as a human, and I admire you as a performer. You're one of my favorite people in the world. But how the F did you get Bryan Cranston in your movie? That doesn't make any sense to me.
How'd I get him to do my video?
Yeah, is he in? I'm confused by your video. People can go to AdamCarolla.com.
Yes, and they can check it out.
And they can watch a video of you and Bryan Cranston.
Yeah.
I have some audio.
He's a really good guy, and he did my podcast a few years ago, and he had a car waiting for him to drive him to the airport, and I said, oh, I'll drive you to the airport, because it was sort of on the way, and I was done doing the podcast. And we had a nice talk about him growing up in the San Fernando Valley, and I grew up in the San Fernando Valley, and he's just a super cool, easy guy. And he's such a nice guy that when I said to him, I'm doing this video, I'm doing it for fund anything, I'm trying to raise money to start a movie, he said, and this is nice celebrity for no. He said, I'm going to be in New Mexico rapping Breaking Bad for a couple more weeks, and then I'm going to Toronto to shoot a movie about a giant lizard. And I said, oh. And then I hit him with another email, and I said, are you going to be in town for one day or 2 days or any point where we can just come to your house or you can come to my place and we'll just sit down for an hour and knock this thing out? And he said, I'll figure it out. And that's the kind of guy he is.
And he did for real.
And he did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's play some of that audio, Kevin. We've got two clips that I think people are going to love, and they absolutely need to go to the Road Hard Movie website or to AdamCarolla.com and see these videos, because they are amazing to watch. The first one, I think, is the hard sell video, right, with Adam and Bryan Cranston.
My agents would take a in the middle of Wilshire Boulevard
if they heard that I was going to be in a movie with you.
Now, what's happened so far is Adam has said, thanks for doing the movie, and Brian has said, I'm only doing this video.
Yeah, I had this idea that would be funny. Everyone who does these videos puts everyone who's going to be in the movie in their video.
Right.
And I thought it'd be funny to stay with that theme, but have a misunderstanding, which is Brian thought he was going to help me with the video.
Only.
But not be with the movie, be in the movie. And I said, but when he said I'd love to be a part of it, I thought he meant the movie.
Right.
He meant, no, just the video to help raise money for the movie, not the
I
movie.
I would rather
movie.
Play the gay pimp in Deuce Bigelow, Pakistani Gigolo. If I had to give my agents a choice between doing an Adam Carolla film or doing a snuff film, they would have to discuss it. If they were remaking Deliverance, I would sign on to the Ned Beatty part before I would do a role in your movie. I would take it in the ass before I would do your movie.
He started piling on at a certain point. He didn't just say no.
He's undecided, is what I take away from that video. All right, so then video number two, I guess you guys shot a lot more than you were able to put in the first video. These are some of the outtakes, which are just as funny.
You know, I don't know where I'm going to be in the movie.
I didn't come here to sell myself, but I did a movie called The Hammer. It was a very successful independent film.
I heard the hamper was really sweet.
I'm in a movie with you.
in this town,
oh, God.
Careers can change in a blink of an eye.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen yours go down.
I think he blew snot with that bet.
Look, why don't you call that kid who played my son on Malcolm in the Middle? Freddie, what's his name? Freddie?
Frankie.
Frankie, that's right, Frankie. He was a good kid. If you promised me an homage to Last Tango in Paris with Scarlett Johansson, the answer would still be no. Is it just you driving a car and just talking? Well, tell me about the craft service.
I guess we'd get some food.
Nah. Pass.
like Kevin said, how often do we see Adam playing a straight man? But he is phenomenal in this. I mean, what's it like seeing a guy who's that good an actor up close working like that, Adam?
You know, I've had a chance to work with a lot of people over the years. And the thing that's so impressive about Brian is there was zero preparation. Because I know how these things go because people that are whatever the equivalent to I am, me to Bryan Cranston, they're people that are that to me, if right. You know what I'm saying. And they go, could we get a quick interview? I do a podcast for a local junior college and blah, blah, blah. And I just go, just show up at the shop at noon and then I forget all about it.
Of course.
And then at some point I walk in and I go, why are those cameras here? And I go, remember you told that guy? And I go, oh, yeah. And so we just showed up at his house, and he clearly was like, oh, yeah, what? Oh, okay. And we just went and got him and sat him down, and I knew if I sent him a script, he wasn't going to stay up all night memorizing it and running lines with his wife in bed and stuff
right.
like that. So I just said, look, we'll just shout the lines out to you, and you just repeat them. That'll be it. And he just sat down and said, yeah, which way do I look? And soon as he started, it was like he just flipped an acting switch on the guy. And the part where he was like holding his Emmys.
Yeah, it was so funny.
He literally went, we were in his pool house, and he went to his main house, like sent his assistant, like, just go grab all the Emmys. And I said, Brian, just hold them in your arms and just laugh. And he just went, oh, okay, are we going? And I went, yeah, we're rolling now. And he just burst into laughter. Like, there wasn't a ramp up. It was right there. He was at 10.
Wow.
Immediately. For everything
he did. That's amazing. And when you look at the character that he plays, it's so unbelievably the opposite of this.
I think that's why they call it acting.
And I know, but very few people do it that well.
And it's also, though, why we do this thing in this town where we go, well, he was the dad from Malcolm in the Middle. How could he play this meth dealer, you know? Like, it's never going to... No, he's not the dad. He's not the meth dealer. He's just a great actor who can play either one and anything in between.
Having said that, is he in your movie?
I don't want to step on it too much, but I talked to him the other day.
Yes.
He's going to be in Boston. And
that's his way of saying no?
Yes.
I think my favorite part about this whole Bryan Cranston conversation is that he agreed to be in your video. He likes you that much, but not enough to let you in the main house. You have to film it in the pool house.
I did walk through the main house, to be fair to me, to get to the pool house.
But you had a guy pushing you from behind to get through quickly.
I had someone wiping the floor after me like like at a Lakers game, you know, when they run out, young teenager ran out. Yes,
there's we're out of time, Adam. I'm sorry.
Oh,
to say
no,
but go to adamcarolla.com for all the information on Roadheart. Adam is offering some phenomenal perks for people who donate money. And again, as you explained to us on the air previously, you're not just giving away money for nothing. You will get something in return if you contribute to the Roadheart movie. You are an investor in it, and you have a stake in it, and you do get something in return. And it's going to be a hilarious movie. Adam Carolla, along with Jay Mohr and Bill Simmons from ESPN, on stage at the Wiltern this Saturday night. Tickets are going fast. Please go to livenation.com and buy those. And as a special treat for Kevin and Bean listeners who made it to the end of this interview, we're going to give away some pairs right now at 1-800-520-1067. Free tickets to see Adam, Jay, and Bill at the Wiltern. Call now. First five callers through, you win. Ace Man, great to see you, man. We love you. Thank you.
Say hi to the wife and bakes.
Ralph Garman is here. Time for another look at the Showbiz Beat on a Thursday morning. What's going on, Ralph?
Tomorrow night at 10 p.m., Kevin Smith and I are doing Hollywood Babylon at the Improv on Melrose in Hollywood. It's the 10 o'clock show tomorrow night. It's Kevin's birthday also. Kevin Smith's birthday is tomorrow. Oh. So we will be celebrating with, I guess, more weed than usual, if that's possible.
Saturday!
We've got a new segment now on the show we open every show with called What Strain Is Kevin Smoking? It's always indicative of how the show's going to go, depending on what he's inhaling that evening. You can go to BabbleOnRalph.com or BabbleOnKev.com or Improv.com to get your tickets. But it's going to be a good show, I guarantee you. And there's going to be special surprises for Kevin's birthday. I may whip it out.
Is that good? Because now I don't want to
for
buy
me.
Okay.
Speaking of whipping it out and people who should put it away, maybe Simon Cowell should have put it away 9 months ago. Turns out he's going to be a first-time father at the age of 53. This according to Us Weekly magazine, which reports from multiple sources that he is expecting a child with a socialite named Lauren Silverman. And Lauren is about 10 weeks along, they say.
Creepy.
Here's what makes the story even more interesting. Lauren is still very married to Simon's longtime best friend, Andrew Silverman.
No.
That seems bad.
Yes, it does. Reportedly, they are separated, but still married. And Simon is, of course, friendly with Andrew and friendlier with Lauren, apparently.
Yeah,
about so that. He's going to be a daddy to his buddy's wife's baby.
It's true.
See? Simon just told us.
Huh.
I'm surprised because it says here that Mr. Cowell's representatives were unavailable for comment on the subject.
Huh. Ralph, in the next half hour, we're going to explore that topic a little bit further with Kevin and Bean listeners, maybe who have become impregnated outside of their relationship or have impregnated somebody else in a relationship.
Especially if it includes a best friend.
Oh, those are going to be good.
That's crazy.
We're going to want to hear from listeners at 1-800-520-1067. What's that conversation like where you say to your previous, up till this moment, best friend, hey, by the way, I knocked up your wife. What's that like?
Yeah. Or explain to your current girlfriend or wife, I have, remember the maid? In the case of Arnold Schwarzenegger, he had to have that conversation with his wife.
So I think that's going to be fun for everyone except for the person who calls us on the phone.
Changes on NBC's Parks and Recreation. Rashida Jones is leaving the show.
No.
Yeah, right in the middle of February sweeps.
Take it easy.
She's leaving the show, and so is Rob Lowe. Also leaving the show.
Oh.
He's been with the show since season two. He's moving on. So that means a lot for those people who watch that show.
That's a great show, Ralph.
Okay.
You're missing out.
Okay. You enjoy. Carry on. Sharknado taking over the world. Just announced Sharknado branded merchandise coming to a store near you.
Wow. They really didn't expect any of this, did they?
And, because they are milking every penny they can out of it. God
slowly.
Bless them.
I mean, hasn't it been out for almost a month now, and they're just now getting around to stuff?
Well, you know, takes a while to make.
It's been building, but
takes a while to make your Sharknado purses.
Sharknado purse.
Sure, don't you want one?
No.
T-shirts, bags, purses, posters, wait for it, Halloween costumes. If this is still a thing in October, I'll eat a sock.
Make a note.
If you're wearing a Sharknado costume at your Halloween party this October, people should pelt you with fruit and vegetables.
You give a pass to the guy who wore the outfit to Comic-Con.
Absolutely.
That was right in the pocket.
It was fresh as today's headlines. But if you're wearing a Sharknado costume in October.
Yeah.
And then, of course, at Christmas time, K-Rock will put it in a promo. So that's true.
That is true.
How out of pocket that show will be by the end of the year.
Is anybody buying this polished turd?
Great news for all of us. ABC's picked up another season of Celebrity Wife Swap.
Woo! Hoo! What?
Yep. It's apparently a big, big hit. Its most recent show, which I'm guessing was Andy Dick and my buddy Lorenzo Lamas.
I started watching it again after I watched that
episode.
Did you watch
that? That was really good, that
one. It was, and I watched the Lisa Leslie one with Downtown Julie Brown.
That was the most recent one. 5.4 million viewers tuned in to watch that.
Wow. It's still kind of fascinating.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I thought the one with Lorenzo and Andy was really fascinating. Yeah. I thought it blew.
No, I did not. I just said I liked it.
But though, Lisa, if you're going to be with them, don't you want to be with Lorenzo Lamas? Isn't he the one to be with?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You get to ride in those cool helicopters and motorcycles and stuff.
And he's so handsome.
And he's so dreamy.
Oh. I honestly am surprised to hear all of this, because when you told us about the Bristol Palin Joan Rivers episode,
I know.
Neither of whom are married, I thought this show is bankrupt.
I hear you, but they found a new life. Today's celebrity birthdays, Jason Momoa is 34 years old today. We were joking about we haven't seen him since that Conan, the ill-received Conan film that they tried to star him.
Right.
But he was on Game of Thrones.
Ah.
Right? 34 years
working.
Old today. He's working. Director Sam Mendes is 48 years old today. Adam Duritz of Counting Crows fame is 49. Demian Bashir from The Bridge turns 50 years old. Coolio also 50 today. Chuck D of Public Enemy is 53. And former radio host Tom Likas,
57 years old today. Flash Thursday, ladies. Throw your headlights and throw your boobs out there. Outside your rack. I don't care. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Little over an hour from right now, we're going to get you on the standby boarding list for K-Rock Road Trip USA 2013. Stop number one, Outside Lands 2013, is the festival happening in San Francisco. By the way, what a year for great festivals.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It is.
How great Coachella was, how great Lollapalooza looks, now the Outside Lands. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Phoenix, Nine Inch Nails, Vampire Weekend, and more. If that sounds like fun for you, 1 hour from right now, we get you on the standby boarding list. Details at krock.com.
So Simon Cowell is going to be a new father. He just found out that a girl is pregnant with his baby. Now, there's a little twist here in that the girl was the wife of Simon Cowell's best friend.
Yeah!
Well, that's one and two, because to me, Simon Cowell as a father is terrifying.
Sure. Sure. I don't think he'd be very supportive necessarily.
No.
I wish we knew more about this story. I wish I knew, for instance, what his plan is now. Look, he's the richest guy in show business. There's no problem with him. You know, I'm sure there'll be lots of child support. I'm sure he'll be sending a big fat check every month. But is this woman going to now leave Simon Cowell's best friend, break up with her husband, and be with Simon? Does Simon even want a relationship? How's this going to shake out now?
It says the pregnancy has taken him by surprise. He assumed she was using birth control. Simon thought it was a casual relationship, friends with benefits.
Mm-hmm.
His best friend's wife.
Best friend. Best friend with benefits.
The pregnancy was not planned. He is feeling tricked, according to this article. So I don't know. Birth control fails sometimes.
It just does.
Sure.
Please don't say that, Lisa. That's a terrifying thought.
You just need to know that.
I don't want to know that. I need to believe in something, Lisa. We want to take phone calls from people who have been in a situation like this, where you're in a relationship, even married perhaps, and you've gotten someone pregnant, or your partner has. We want to hear from you, or you're the person who got pregnant. We want to find out what the dynamics are like and how the whole thing shook out. You can give us a call, toll free at 1-800-520-1067. Here's my question for you, Kevin. How do you have that conversation with your best friend. What's your opening line when you and his wife know that you guys are having a baby? The best friend doesn't know yet. How do you bring that up?
Well, I don't have the answer to that. I do know that this is what forced – this was – according to New York Daily News, this guy found out and filed for divorce pretty much simultaneously.
Okay.
All right. So it didn't go well however he did it. I would start like this. Hey, you know your hot wife? And then fill in the blanks from there. I mean, really.
Right. Now let me ask you this follow-up question. You're the best friend. You're Simon Cowell's best friend. Are you still bros before hoes? Even though you're divorcing your pregnant wife, are you still friends with Simon Cowell, or has he burned that bridge by impregnating your wife?
I would guess he burned the bridge.
That's in flames.
I
yes.
would guess
really?
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're a tiny person then.
Sort of. Yes.
You can't look past a tiny little flaw in Simon's personality.
I'm not
that he
positive
banged your
it's,
wife.
A, it's a tiny flaw. But it also depends on how he was – like if he hates her, the husband, and they haven't gotten along for a long time, maybe he doesn't care. But he did file for divorce right after he found out, according to New York Daily News.
Well, if they're best friends, he cares because that means she's going to be around if he wants
that.
To hang out with him at all.
Right. That's right.
There's that. She's going to be around.
What a mess, though.
But she's pretty hot. Have you seen her?
No, I haven't seen pictures of her yet.
Yeah, she's so
I'd like to.
Yeah, he can get anybody hot.
She's pretty hot.
Yeah, well, I agree. But I guess if you're hanging around your best friend a lot, they come over a lot.
Especially, like you said, if they're having trouble.
Right, they're having trouble. Maybe they're fighting a lot.
No pun intended at all, but you see an opening.
I don't know. Right? That's an impossible conversation to have.
So we want to find out how that conversation happened in your life at 1-800-520-1067. Let's. Can we start with, if they put a name up on line two, we'll get us going here. This will get us into Jerry territory. But let's see what Susan has to say, because apparently she has been a part of a love triangle that ended in a pregnancy. Hi, Susan. Welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. Thank you for calling.
Hello.
So good times, huh?
Yeah. Awesome times.
What happened?
2 months before our church wedding, we were already married. We were going to renew our vows by church. And 2 months before that, I found out that my husband had an affair and got the girl pregnant.
Okay. How long had you been married when you found out this news?
3 years.
3 years. And did you know this other woman?
Actually, yes, I do know her.
How'd you find out?
His cousin told me before, she found out through his mom. Nobody else could tell me.
They just pulled you over and said, hey, heads up.
they said, you know what, we can't let you get married by church now, and you need to know this, and this is what's going on.
Here's my real question. Who gets their vows renewed after only 3 years?
That's a good question.
that's a ridiculous
question. Well, we got married in Vegas, and it was just us and a couple of friends, and we wanted to include the family.
Oh, so this is for the family.
And,
all right.
Yeah, family and our son, so we wanted
and your son. It. Okay, good. It gets
better and better. All right, so tell me how the conversation went with your husband. So you knew. Did he know that you knew?
Actually, it gets a little weird.
Now it gets weird?
What's it been up till now? A day in the park?
Well, because his cousin told my friend, and they showed up at my house because they knew that he wouldn't tell me. So he actually was forced to tell me. And,
so he just walked in. So this poor sad sack, putting in a hard day at work, trying to support your ass, he comes in, and all of a sudden he's got all these haters in his living room just ready to jump on him. That's what happened?
Sort of, yeah.
What are you, uptight?
No,
so,
right.
No, how'd that conversation go? Was there screaming, yelling, crying, throwing, hitting? What happened?
There was everything.
All of the above.
I screamed. I said, why? And I'm like, really, with her? And just why, you know, couldn't be honest. And why did he do this? You know, that's pretty much it.
So what happened? You guys stay together or break up or what?
Broke up.
Yeah.
I moved
you
away.
Called it, Kevin, uptight.
Look, the kid thing, you know, you're bringing a kid into the world. That person should spend time with them. I mean, it really does make it much worse than just cheating.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah. All right, I mean, Susan. The girl knew that he was married and, you know, she knew already, so it's
thanks
right.
for the call. We really appreciate you sharing that with us, okay?
Good times.
Yeah, good times indeed. We got more. Marie's on the line. Laura, Mike, you guys hang on. We'll take your calls. 1-800-520-1067. This segment should just be called Good Times, and we'll be right back. Wait to hear the details of how O.J. Simpson was up for parole yesterday, like prisoners do, and they granted it to him. What does that mean for the juice? We'll find out in about 10 minutes or so right here on the Kevin Bean Show. First, though, we're talking about the Simon Cowell story. He impregnated his best friend's girlfriend.
Wife,
sorry. Even worse. Even worse. So we're taking calls from Kevin and B listeners who have been a part of a love triangle like that and finding out what it's like. Let's go to Laura. She's on line 4. She'll get us started here, taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Laura, thank you for calling and holding on. What happened, my dear?
So I was in a new relationship, and I'm talking new like 2 weeks. I was dating a coworker.
Okay.
And then I went to my friend's birthday party. There was a guy there that all my mutual friends were like, oh, he's so nice. So we ended up hooking up that night that I met him.
Right.
And then we dated for about a month, and then I found out he was in a relationship. But when I found out he was in a relationship also, I found out I was pregnant.
Ooh.
Okay, so you'd been dating for a couple of weeks and had sex with a different guy.
Yes.
And then you found out he had a girlfriend and you were pregnant.
Yes.
Good times.
You make a lot of excellent choices.
I had a girlfriend because I was sleeping over and she just showed up.
And how did all this resolve itself, Laura?
He ended up leaving the other girl. We ended up dating for a little bit, and now we have the baby, but he's married and I have my boyfriend.
Wow. Yes. You've got a little of everything.
You yes, really do.
Congratulations on a lifetime of bad choices.
You are awesome. Thank you for the call. What about William? He's on line 2, and he's up next on the Kevin and Bean Show. I love our listeners.
I do, too. William, hi.
Hi. I was in a relationship, a serious relationship, for about 4 months, and I was in the Army at the time. And, you know, I was about to propose to this girl, and on top of that, I was about to be deployed to Iraq my first time back in 2006, and next thing you know, I'm in Kuwait. I call my girlfriend, and she tells me, you know what, I'm pregnant. I go, well, that's kind of strange because we never had sex.
Hmm. So you...
She goes, well, I'm pregnant from a previous relationship, and I go, well, how far along are you? And she goes, well, about 4 months. And I thought she was joking. So.
Meaning you still would have been home when that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought she was jerking my leg. So I come home from my 2-week R&R from Iraq.
Wait. So you're in Iraq and you think this whole time that it wasn't true?
Yeah, I thought she was like, you know.
Right.
She was a big joke.
Playing a joke on you, right. Right.
Yeah. So I go to her apartment. I knock on the door, she answers the door, she's crying, and I go, what the F is going on? And then I see her ex-boyfriend come out of her room and just his boxers.
Maybe he was cleaning?
Yeah, he was cleaning the house, all right.
He might have been painting. Well, that's no way to treat a soldier. Come on, peeps.
Thank you, William, for the call. We appreciate it. All right, let's go to Jeff. This is you people. You know how to live. Tell us your story, Jeff.
So, my stepmom's best friend, I kind of got her pregnant.
Kind of. You kind of got her pregnant.
Yeah.
Was your stepmom much younger than your real mom would have been? In other words, was her friend sort of your age?
No, well, she was like 10 years older than me.
Right.
So she was like 41, and I'm 30. So
how'd that work out? Did you tell your mom?
My real mom?
No, your stepmom. Oh, you got your stepmom. You got your stepmom's friend pregnant. Did you tell your stepmom?
Yeah, she kind of caught us. But my wife. See, the thing was, my wife was pregnant too, and we weren't having sex for a long time.
Right.
So my stepmom's friend and I just kind of got together. And,
so you have a wife, and your stepmom's
the same way my wife got pregnant. My
stepmom's friend got pregnant.
Right, yeah. That's how sex works. All right, thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Let's do one more because we're out of time, but Marie sounds like this may be the best call of the week. Marie, thank you for calling and holding on to the Kevin and Bean Show. What happened?
Okay, so I was about just barely 18, and I had met somebody, and very sweet, very romantic, and turns out, he asked me to come stay a week with him.
Mm-hmm.
So he came and picked me up, and we went and stopped at a hotel on the way. And when we got there, before we got out of the car, he said, "Oh, yeah, by the way, don't tell my wife."
What?
Yeah. So here I am, you know, just barely 18, and all of a sudden I find out I'm going to spend a week with this guy and his wife sleeping on their couch.
How is that? What's his explanation to his wife of why you're there?
Friend.
Just a friend.
Really?
Yeah, just a friend.
What a dumbass.
I would think the wife would do a little bit more digging into that story. Why is this hot 18-year-old visiting us? I've never heard of her before. Like, I don't even know how you'd pull that one off. Believe me, I've tried to adopt so many 18-year-olds. It just doesn't work.
Right. And, but no, it turns, I think what his goal was is he was hoping to get a threesome to happen.
Ah.
Because by the end of the week, he was like, we all went out, and he was trying to, like, you know.
Trying to make it happen.
All right, Marie, yeah. We're almost out of time, but the story that we're looking for involves a pregnancy. Did one occur somewhere?
Oh, yeah. I ended up pregnant. I ended up pregnant, found out later. Because I was, like, so young, I ended up going through adoption, and the court had to contact him since, you know, I didn't have his information anymore.
Right.
I was kind of upset about the situation.
Right.
And it turns out he's, like, got 15 other kids.
15 other kids?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he apparently does this.
Wow. How many times in a row can his wife go, "Oh, honey, you're bringing another friend home for the weekend?" I mean, what's up with that lady?
Well, apparently it was over a series of years, so I'm sure there was multiple wives who had that surprise.
That's incredible.
Wow.
Again, lots of excellent choices being made by the Kevin and Bean listeners. Thanks for the call. By the way, I don't want to, you know, brag or anything, but tomorrow Robbie Keane from the Los Angeles Galaxy is going to be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour, and Steve Carell is going to be on with us as well from the very funny film called The Way, Way Back. That's tomorrow, and Friday, of course, means Ralph has the movie beat right here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
O.J. Simpson was paroled. Do you hear that?
Yeah.
He won parole.
I have to tell you how surprised I was because, look, there are lots of high-profile prisoners in the system in the United States, and you always hear about them going up for parole, whether it's Charles Manson or Squeaky Fromm or whoever it is that's been in jail forever, and that's just part of the process as they get their day in front of the parole board. The answer is always no. No, these high-profile people never get out of jail.
Right.
Yet O.J. Simpson, I saw the headline start showing up yesterday, O.J. Simpson wins parole. I thought, what?
So we've got the juice on the line. Try and get his response from this. Hey, OJ.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're good. Were you surprised that you actually got parole?
No, because I didn't do anything. Well, I'm the juice.
Well, I don't think that's what they're retrying. I think they're just saying, were you a model, you know, prisoner?
Yes, right. I was.
And you were.
And I was, and it's time to let the juice go. So here's what happens. I get parole.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've been listening to you guys call me in prison for some time now, saying all kinds of things about me.
Because you were behind bars.
Right. And now I'm going to pay a little visit to each of y'all, and there's going to be a conversation had. similar to the one I had with my ex-wife.
Oh, come on. You don't want to threaten.
Boyfriend, the waiter, returning sunglasses, my ass.
Well, it sounds like you might be confused.
You're confused that you think that you're going to be okay because Juice is going to come and explain some things to you.
Okay. Well, here's the thing, though, OJ.
No, here's the thing, Kevin, that I am going to visit your ass, and then we're going to have a little talk.
I heard you.
And then my Bruno Molly is going to be up your butt so high that you're going to be tasting leather
now
for about a week. And then maybe I'll have a little conversation with your wife, too,
about what
a real man can do for her.
The Nevada Board of Parole Commissioners, by the way, they did grant you parole.
Yes, they did.
But
OJ, y'all should be looking into,
you need to listen.
Buying a dog or a rhinoceros or, you know, buying a tank. Because you guys have been saying things that hurt my feelings now for a while.
But you're going to have to wait a little longer to take it out on us because...
Well, as long as it takes me on Southwest to get from Vegas to Los Angeles.
No, no.
About 46 minutes.
No, you were sentenced to consecutive sentences.
Right, which means it happens all at the same time.
No, it's one after the other. So
you're thinking of concurrent sentences is what you...
Right,
what
this is consecutive.
That's what you mean to say.
Consecutive, consensual, conservative. Okay. I don't care. I was sentenced, and then I made pa.
Okay, let me put it another way.
Roll.
You did make pa to the mother effing roll,
right? But only for one of the charges. You still are having to serve your time for the weapons related sentences, the assault with a deadly weapon sentences. So you've still got at least 4 more years in prison. The parole yesterday doesn't change that at all. You're still there for at least 4 more years.
OJ? Yeah, you still got 4 more years, at least. Even though you got paroled, you're not you're not free.
Because you had a lot of charges against you. But we'll see you in 2017. We'll still look forward to that.
I'm just kidding about all that stuff.
All those threats you made against our lives?
I got some apologies to make some guys here in the cell block.
Yeah,
I bet you do.
Because you're going to be there for a long time.
Yeah, I got to mend some fences. And I got to mend my pants, too, I think.
Yeah, you are getting fat.
That's the least of my problems.
Oh, that was a
here.
Sex joke? My bad.
Oh, you're a clever man.
106.7 K-Rock is KRQ, and you are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:53.
What's so funny?
Just what you were just talking about.
Oh, all right.
The craziest thing that's ever happened.
Okay.
Picture the foulest grandmother you can picture.
Yeah.
The meanest, nastiest, crankiest,
stop
most
it.
Acerbic grandmother you can imagine.
You're not supposed to be excited, Ralph.
It's not. This is not good. No. You don't want to be screamed at by this woman. You've never seen an old person filled with more rage.
Oh.
Then the woman we will introduce you to coming up right after the top of the hour.
I always want to do an angry grandmother. Look at you. Look at you. Stuff your face. What is that? Ham? What are you just eating? A plate of ham?
It's turkey bacon, Ralph. It's delicious.
God, at all times, he's got food in his hands and or mouth. At all times.
Eating. When the show started at 5:30 this morning, he was downing oatmeal cookies like they were being rationed and he had access to the last ones on Earth.
No, Dave got a giant platter of sweets yesterday sent to him by somebody, and well, first of all, Kevin tried to get into it but couldn't get past the cellophane for about 20 minutes. That was pretty entertaining.
Get in for lemon bar. How do I get a lemon bar?
And then once someone handed him a pair of scissors, it got opened up, and then Beer Mug has just been raiding it like a carpetbagger from the Civil War, just going through, just taking everything he could find.
It's amazing how much he can put away.
Yeah, it really is.
It's really.
Until we put him up for a competitive eating challenge.
And then nothing.
Fails miserably.
Right.
All right, let's get on with this. I have tickets to give you, my good friends. This is going to be quite the event. It's the premiere of Elysium.
Yeah!
Second film from Neil Blomkamp, the man who gave us District 9. This stars Matt Damon, Jodie Foster, Charlton Copley.
Wow.
Great premise. It's the year 2154. Earth has basically just been ravaged. There's just nothing left. It's polluted. There's very little in terms of food and natural resources. So the poor of the world continue to slave away while the well-to-do reside in a space station that is just 19 minutes away by shuttle above the planet, and that's where they live their wonderfully glorious lives of no crime and no disease and no poverty, and it's the ultimate gated community up there.
I want to go to there.
Yeah. They have a machine you lay down, and it just cures you of, like, oh, you have cancer. You don't have cancer anymore.
Yeah, that's that'd be all right.
So Matt Damon plays a guy who comes down with a deadly dose of radiation poisoning from his job, and he decides, F this, I'm going to Elysium. Let's see how that works out. If you want to go to this movie, why wouldn't you? It looks great. August the 7th at the Regency Village Theater in Westwood is where the premiere is going to happen. I have 4 pairs of tickets right now. Call in 1-800-520-1067, and you'll get to see Elysium for everybody else because the movie's in theaters everywhere Friday, August the 9th. Speaking of tickets, this Friday night at 10 p.m., Kevin Smith and I doing our Hollywood Babylon show at the Improv in Hollywood on Melrose. You can go to Babylon Ralph or improv.com if you want to get tickets. It's Kevin's birthday, so it's going to be a special show, and he's going to be extra baked. So I don't know if that's good or bad, but we'll all find out together. Well, I guess Kesha realizes we haven't been talking about her for a couple weeks, so she had to release a new story. Kesha, of course, famously went on her own reality TV show, Kesha, My Crazy Beautiful Life on MTV, and talked extensively about drinking her own urine.
Yeah, I saw that clip of her actually doing it.
Yeah, that was an attention grabber. Mine isn't that bad, she says. I'm a very hydrated person. It kind of tasted like candy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, sure.
Yeah, yeah. Pea candy, which you don't want to drink. I made the mistake. I heard Pea's candy. I thought it was C's candy, and I went into the wrong store once, and it's not where you
want
to go.
You don't want that candy.
What's up with her now? Well, she's very upset because when she was born, they took off her tail.
She had a tail?
She had a tail.
She's just saying that because all the cool kids have tails now, right?
Yeah.
Well, all the cool kids have tails now?
All the cool kids have tails. Turns out we all have tails when we're embryos.
Okay.
About the sixth of the size of ourselves as embryos. But then it gets absorbed. As the fetus grows, it gets absorbed into the body. And in rare cases, a child is born with the remnants of that tail.
In my case, it all went to my head.
Yeah. Kesha says that she was born with a tail. It was a tiny tail, only about a quarter of an inch, and they chopped it off and stole my tail. That's when I was little. Really? Wait, you were little when you were born, Kesha? I'm really sad about that story, she tells Heat magazine.
Oh, shut up.
She could have been so cool if she had a tail, man.
Is she like one of these guys who is suing the hospital because they got circumcised as an infant or something? Now she claims she misses her foreskin. It's that kind of a deal?
I don't believe she's bringing any legal action. I just think she wants us all to know that she was really cool when she was a baby because she had a tail.
Hey, everyone. Remember me? I had a tail.
I'm so wild.
I think often about how cool it would be to have a tail. I really do. I am sad that most of us slough our tails off, because wouldn't it be amazing to have that extra help? You always need a third hand.
You can't, it's not a hand.
It's not.
It's not a hand.
It's not prehensile either. It's not going to hold you.
You can't grab a beer with it. What's
you don't know, man.
What's wrong with
you? You can't swing from the monkey bars with it.
He thinks about this a lot.
I do. I think about
no.
I think about that. Look, I know God don't make junk, as the bumper sticker goes, but I feel like there's a flaw in the fact that humans don't have tails. Why give them to monkeys who don't really need them when we really
they
can use them?
They live in trees.
You do need
Nobody
them.
Nobody needs a tail more than someone who has to hang from branches their whole life.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong, because all they have to do is climb up and down trees. They can do that with just their
Why
hands.
Why do you need a tail?
Because we're also juggling other things. We're holding beverages. We've got cell phones. We're doing all sorts of other things with our hands that monkeys aren't. We're the ones. Humans are the ones who need the
tail. How long is the tail that you want?
I mean, I
really,
like 3 feet.
You're going to hold a can of soda in front of you with that tail. The best you would get is like holding soda in front of your ass. That's the best you can hope for with your tail.
I mean, I think you would want one that
a
was
cell phone by your butt
with the size of the human. I mean, I think it would be adjusted just like your arms are longer if you're taller. Like I would need probably like a 6 foot tail to be able to make it useful. And that'd be awesome.
That's stupid.
Right?
We're
gonna need that tape.
I'm just trying to think of
who's with me. Come on.
No one is with me. Remember how Stryker talked about how uncomfortable it was because we sit.
Yeah.
And nobody sits.
Stryker has a tail.
So Lisa, you're telling me if they came down and said you have the opportunity to choose right now whether to have a tail or not, you would decline it.
I would decline it, yes.
What is wrong with you?
Let me just point out, the guy who wants the tail has no social interaction with other human beings.
That's true.
Ever.
What difference does that make?
A lot.
I guess you just cut holes in your chair so you could sit and stick your tail
in your
through.
Pants.
That's the worst idea ever.
You don't get it, man.
The next time Bean tells us how busy he is, and then I want to play this tape where he says, I spend a lot of time thinking about having a tail. I'm going to hit him right in the nuts with the Thor hammer.
Well, you're not going to be able to, because my tail is going to be in front of me. It's going to be able to stop you.
What's happening?
It must be a Spider-Man villain. All right, I'm out of time because we spent a lot of time talking about Bean's imaginary tail.
I'm just saying
you don't spend a lot of time thinking about that.
This is why your organs want to leave you, because you this kind of conversation that you force them to listen to all the time.
Hey, I think I'd like a tail.
I'm very sad.
Why do monkeys have tails and not humans?
They don't need them.
You don't know, man, because you weren't there.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Jason Momoa, the actor, is 34 years old today. Director Sam Mendes is 48. Adam Duritz of Counting Crows is 49. Demian Bashir from The Bridge is 50 years old. Coolio is also 50. Chuck D of Public Enemy is 53. And former radio show host Tom Likas, who now apparently is working at a BevMo, I think. He's recommending wines to people. He's 57 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
About 5 minutes away or so from getting you on the standby boarding list for the trip to San Francisco, KROQ Road Trip USA 2013 Outside Lands Festival with Red Hot Chili Peppers in Phoenix, Nine Inch Nails, Vampire Weekend, and more. Again, 5 minutes from right now. We'll let you know when to call.
We have a brand new internet roundup at kevinandbean.com or krock.com. You can just click on Kevin and Bean. You can see all of these videos. But one really does require a little extra time.
And because it's you're in love. That's why.
I'm so in love. I wish this was my neighbor so much. There's an argument going on between two old ladies. One of them looks like a church-going lady. The other one looks like she lives in under a tunnel.
That's true.
Which one do you think Kevin loves?
I love the tunnel.
Do you think Kevin loves the calm, reasonable
one?
Or do you think he loves the crazy drunk swearing one?
I love crazy drunk old woman. She's taking rhubarbs from, I don't know, rhubarb?
Rhubarb.
From what looks like a little piece of a garden from a property that's sort of on the alley side of the fence. So it could be argued that it's in the alley, but it's clearly this person's property and they're growing these plants.
Yeah.
And this woman is stealing the rhubarb. She's taking it. And the woman from the house comes out and says, hey, you know, that's my rhubarb. Stop doing this. And
perfectly reasonable comment to make if somebody is basically plundering your vegetable garden.
Right. But the woman that's on the ground taking the rhubarb is possessed by Satan.
She's getting it as fast as she can.
And she, every other word is a curse word, and she yells. It's the strangest thing you've ever seen. You have to go to Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup and check it out. Here's a little bit of crazy yelling woman.
You Pinocchio tell somebody your own business.
Why don't you?
Why don't you?
Why don't you take some, why don't you grow your own?
This is not your property. Go somewhere else.
Well, this is my property.
You go mind your own business.
No. You just don't know what's right or wrong, do you?
You're
you like to steal.
You stick your nose in everybody's business. This is goddamn alley property, bitch.
By the way, I keep thinking of, remember that 80s movie, Throw Mama from the Train? Remember that?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Owen!
Oh, yeah. That little, like. Yeah, she does. She totally does. But both are crazy, and the proper lady doesn't know how to argue either. She's
just
annoying.
That voice. It's really annoying.
Oh, no, it's not yours. What did you mom? They're both annoying. But I choose crazy Satan-possessed woman.
No, it's not.
Just don't have your name on it. Where's your name, bitch?
So now she's looking at the rhubarb plants and she's saying, where is your name on the rhubarb plant?
That's an excellent point, by the way.
It doesn't even make sense.
Look, if these were your rhubarbs, wouldn't your name be on them?
Where's your name, bitch? Where's your name?
Where's my name?
Where's your name on this alley property,
where's
bitch?
Yours?
This isn't anybody that wants to pick it. Yes, it is.
Okay, if it's anybody's property, why don't you come up here and mow it?
Oh, no, she didn't.
Oh, yeah. Snap.
Because this is, by the way, it's the old lady's mom's property. I don't even know if the old lady's mom is alive, but yeah, apparently it gets mowed, and she wants to know if it's her property, why doesn't she mow it, and crazy Satan-possessed woman.
Because my lawnmower is stolen, bitch, by a pig.
Oh, yeah, right. Did you ever ask my mom who
this was? This isn't hers.
Yes, it is.
What the hell?
No, you.
No, hell. You.
It's the best argument ever because go to hell, no you.
Oh, that's strong.
I'm not sure kind woman is getting over it like she wants to either. You know, like no you, really?
Go mind your own business.
Oh, no.
This isn't your property.
Can I ask you something? F***
off. Let's keep something F off. She's the best. She goes to the Kevin School of Arguing. That's why I love her so much.
He's trying to claim everything.
Yes,
I
think
called stealing.
Yeah, anybody
can take anything from me.
Are they coming?
Go back inside.
No.
You're a f***ing trouble. Come on, don't call me sweetheart, honey, bud. What are you, f***ing lazy? Stay out of my room.
So wait, did she just accuse the neighbor of being a lesbian because she was asking her not to steal her fruit?
No, she made the mistake of calling old Satan-possessed woman sweetheart. And she said, don't call me sweetheart.
Oh my God! Why do you think your girlfriend talks like that? Do you think
I don't know?
Or do you think this is just what she sounds like when she gets mad? Do you think she talks like that all the
time?
Is
she one of those women that like smoke too much and has a hole in her neck? I don't know. It's really disturbing on a lot of levels.
Hey man, go back inside, bitch. Come back inside. You come back inside. Go back inside, bitch. Go back inside. Have some coffee. You're drunk as a skunk.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Oh, no, she didn't. Now she's saying a proper woman is drunk as a skunk, and cameraman has to speak up now.
Oh, that's funny. She don't even drink, lady.
Yeah, that's why she came out here to cause trouble.
Dude, I was the first one out the door, so shut your goddamn mouth.
Shut your goddamn mouth. Why don't you go back in there and lose some weight, you big fat ass?
I want to marry her.
Why don't you get a job?
Property. You.
Oh, bitch, touch me.
I will.
And then I'll press charges on your goddamn ass.
That way, we are pro. You go right ahead.
Look, we even got an audience watching this now.
Go right ahead.
No, look. They're down to
question. You've given me trouble before, bitch. You don't own this.
Neither do you.
I'm in love.
USA!
USA! USA! KROQ.com or KevinandBean.com for the internet roundup. That's just one of them. 106.7 KROQ is KROQ, and you are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:38.
Leonard Tejero from Los Angeles, latest person to qualify for the 2013 Outside Lands Festival in San Francisco. That's the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Phoenix, Nine Inch Nails, Vampire Weekend, and more. We do it for you about 9:10 each weekday morning. All week long here on KROQ, and then tomorrow morning we'll do the grand prize drawing. Somebody we're going to give a call to who will actually win the trip. Your chance to qualify happens at 12:10 this afternoon, then again at 3:10 and 6:10. Details at KROQ.com.
San Francisco is a great location for that. Why? Because they built that city on rock and roll.
Oh.
File that.
That's
and by the way, you dragged me into that one, and I do not enjoy being a part of it. You got sucker punched.
I did.
Yeah.
You're an accessory to a crime, and you weren't even voluntarily involved.
They built that city.
We know the song.
They built that city on rock and roll. Built that city.
Nine.
Where's Jefferson Airplane's starship wheelchair when you need them?
No way. No way.
Heard that the other day. It's like, damn, that's a rocking good song.
Yeah, not a big fan.
Come on.
I'm surprised to hear you say that, Ralph, because that is on every list ever of the worst rock songs of all time.
Come on.
We built the city. Oftentimes, it's at number one.
They built the city on rock and roll. How can it be on the list of bad rock and roll songs?
I don't feel like, that has held up well. That is not my favorite music from the 80s, that's for sure.
Man, it's awesome.
No!
Simon Cowell's got some troubles. Well, maybe he doesn't. Maybe he doesn't give a rat's ass. He has impregnated his good friend's wife. Her name is Lauren Silverman. She is married to a guy named Andrew Silverman, who is apparently a super rich, high-powered real estate dude.
B, we need a bell for her.
Yeah, oh, okay. She's good looking.
She's a deal.
And they've known each other for a long time. Apparently, Lauren and Andrew are on the outs. They're separated, and Simon Cowell saw that separation and then filled it with his penis.
With a baby.
No word yet on what their plans are. Here's the thing. If you really look into the story, I guess the Mail in the UK has the best, most detailed version of the story. But they've got tons of photos of them spending time together. He would double date with this couple. He would be on his yacht, for example,
right,
last year, with his fiance and the Silvermans.
Right.
The four of them would be together on the yacht. Now, besides all of the weirdness about this story, I'm kind of thinking, if I'm Megan, his ex-fiance, what was going on?
Yeah, that whole time.
That whole time on the yacht when I wasn't around.
I'm going to go get some air.
Why don't you and Andrew get in the dinghy and go back to the pier and pick us up some more Dom Perignon? Lauren and I will stay here on the yacht and count the caviar. So, no word yet on what the plans are for the couple. She is 36. He's 53.
Hmm.
It's her second child. His first.
Does this, I mean, for some celebrities, this would be the kind of scandal that would hurt them. But I don't think anybody cares whether Simon Cowell has a baby or not, right?
No. And he's a douche, so it's not really unexpected behavior.
Yeah, she's a good-looking lady. I'm checking her out
right
now.
She's very attractive. Kate Upton, speaking of good-looking ladies. Wow.
Can we please get some bellboys to the front desk? Got a lot of luggage to move.
I have my own bell just in case I think they need double the ringing. Go ahead.
Double the ringing on the part of us.
Tell me again about Kevin trying to get into those cookies yesterday.
Oh, man.
Sounds like it was really funny.
He had a acetylene torch and a welder's helmet, and he had a jackhammer and the jaws of life. He could not get through a 2 mil layer of cellophane to get to those lemon bars.
Was it like a dog trying to open a jar of peanut butter? Just like they just couldn't get their hands around it?
Yeah. I was making no progress.
Like one of those tests where they put a monkey in a room with a banana hanging on a string, and then he's got various blocks around, and he's got to learn how to stack the blocks in order to get to the banana. Kevin could not get to the banana.
What is it about Kevin that makes you love him?
He's so simple.
How do I get into this? He just screamed in anguish at one point.
How about cookies?
It's tearing at the ribbon. Just couldn't make it happen.
They were good.
Once you got in there, sure. Kate Upton's got a new boyfriend.
He won't last.
Maxim Chmerkovsky.
His name is Maxim.
Yeah, but it's M-A-X-S-I-M. Maxim Chmerkovsky.
It's getting more like communism, saying we're going to do this and do that.
He's one of the studs from Dancing with the Stars. He's the one that reportedly has all the affairs with all his partners on that show. All the ladies love Maxim.
I remember when he nailed Catherwood.
Yeah. And they are apparently a big item. They were seen in New York City at a nightclub. New York Post picks up the story saying that to all the onlookers, they seemed very open about their relationship because they were very physical with each other.
All right.
Kevin, I don't think you have a shot.
Please.
Sharon Stone wants everyone to know she's still naturally beautiful at the age of 55. Star of Basic Instinct, of course, famously. She said many doctors have tried to convince her to get a facelift, but she thinks there's a certain sexuality to having imperfections. Yeah. Yeah. Only people start off really hot feel that way.
Yeah, that's true. And if you're aging really beautifully, of course you can say that.
Yeah. Ugly people with a lot of imperfections don't find a certain sexuality about it. They just find themselves just effed up in the mirror. She says she has nothing, no problem with people who want to get things fixed under the knife, but she thinks people should get therapy before doing it to make sure that they're doing it for the right reasons.
I definitely think more people do it than need to.
Yeah.
But
Sharon Stone just still looks pretty good for her age.
She crazy. But her husband left her, remember?
That's true, but I think it's because she's nuts.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah. However, Sharon does say if she were to do another Basic Instinct sequel, at this point, she would need a larger chair to cross and uncross her legs with.
I don't think
she's showing
what
she's got.
Fat people need not apply.
Just saying.
I'd love to get a copy of that.
Use a little rejuvenation, as they call
it. We understand.
I don't understand. I don't think you understand what I mean.
Let alone her!
Everyone's still claiming Lindsay's very serious about sobering up. She's going to stay with the plan this time. Well, I hope that's the case, because it looks like she's got her work cut out for her. Richard Tate, founder of the Cliffside Malibu facility where she spent weeks drying out, sent a letter to the judge overseeing her probation case and recommended that she get additional therapy to the tune of 3 50-minute therapy sessions every week for the next 16 months.
What?
If she doesn't adhere to this, according to Richard Tate, she'll be set up for almost certain failure, he told the judge. Well, the judge seemed to take him seriously because he did order that she continue to get that help, and she will have to prove that she fulfilled all of her obligations a year from November when she appears in front of him again.
Three times a
week.
Therapy
sessions a week for 16 months is a long time.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
You think he's just got a crush on her? I think she needs to see me every day.
She should come back and she should get that of that restrictive clothing. It's not getting enough blood flow to the important lumbar regions. Jennifer Aniston said, yeah, she plays a stripper in We're the Millers. However, don't think you're going to see anything in her stripping scenes.
What's wrong with her?
She said she wore 3 bras and 2 pairs of undies to make sure all of her lady parts were covered.
What is she rocking that she needs two bears and three bras and two pairs of undies? What sort of creature lives in that grotto? What is she hemming in there? It's like King Kong on Skull Island when they had to build those giant wooden doors just to keep the massive ape away from the villagers. I'm afraid what she's going to unleash upon us.
The movie looks funny, though. Looking forward to seeing it.
Does look funny.
And Rush Limbaugh is complaining, saying people are giving him a hard time.
Oh, poor Rush.
Poor Rush.
He should have thought about that before. Everything he says is designed to have people get mad at him.
I get more grief than the Taliban gets. I get more grief than Al-Qaeda gets, Rush said this week.
Today is the 25th anniversary of Rush Limbaugh's nationally syndicated radio show beginning.
And he's still wildly popular. Bean, right? You're a radio go-to guy.
Absolutely.
Enormous ratings, huge numbers.
The most listened to radio personality in America.
And what's his deal worth, his syndication deal with? What's he making? What's he pulling down a year, you guess?
He's 100 million plus.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah, it's all him.
Take a little flack.
That's what I'm saying.
So what?
You are not as well funded as the Taliban or Al-Qaeda, or they are not as well funded as you are. Right. So enjoy that. You know what to make all that pain go away, Rush? OxyContin. Pop a few of those. Nothing seems to matter anymore.
He's so rich that it doesn't matter how many times he gets divorced.
That's true. Yeah. He's bionic now, too. He's part machine.
That's right.
Awesome. He's got one of those Will I Am plates on his head where you can hear things from space. It's cool. Today's celebrity birthdays. Speaking of radio hosts, Tom Likas.
Really? His birthday today.
Yeah.
57 years old.
How are you celebrating today, Tom?
I like wine. I mean, a nice Bordeaux, perhaps. A bottle of Bordeaux. Uh-huh. With a side of beef. It's just been doused in barbecue sauce. I eat my own weight every day.
Chuck D of Public Enemy is 53 years old today. Coolio turns 50. Demian Bashir of The Bridge fame is 50 years old. You watching that Bridge show? Good show. Fascinating stuff. One of the detectives has Asperger's syndrome on that
show. She does.
She struggles with that. Well, she doesn't really struggle with it because nobody with Asperger's really struggles with anything.
That's true. They don't know. They're unaware.
They just punish other people.
Right, everyone around them.
He's 50 years old today. Adam Duritz of Counting Crows is 49. Sam Mendes, the director, is 48 years old. And actor Jason Momoa, who I incorrectly labeled Samoan actor Jason Momoa. He is, in fact, Hawaiian. He is not Samoan.
Ah.
Get it right, Ralph. From Game of Thrones and then Conan the Barbarian, he is 34 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, all new Kevin and Bean show. It's Friday morning, so we have the movie beat. We have Snooki or Chloe on tomorrow's show. We have Robbie Keane from the Los Angeles Galaxy talking about their season in the International Champions Cup.
Oh!
And we have Steve Carell on the show tomorrow.
He's too big a star for this show.
Talking about The Way, Way Back, which is a great movie that is opening wide that you'll get a chance to see. And I'm going to go to Chicago, and I might or might not be here tomorrow morning.
You're going to be in Chicago doing the show from Chicago tomorrow?
Yes.
That's not going to happen.
For Lollapalooza.
Lisa, you and I better gear up our A game because between Bean's technical problems and Kevin's drinking problems,
it's going to be our show.
We're going to have to carry the show. No.